pleased to announce that its annual golf tournament is on April 26th at Goat Hills Golf Club. Join the rise at Simpson University, known as Simpson Rising, by joining or sponsoring this wonderful event. You can register or sponsor online at connect.simpsonu.edu/springgolf or call 530-226-4750. You can enter for a chance to win an Apple Watch, television, barbecue, and much, much more. So join us on April 26th at Gold Hills Golf Club for the Simpson Rising Pepsi Invitational.
Your comfort and privacy is important, and products installed by Blindsided will improve the quality of life in your home. Enjoy the convenience of remote control power shades, blinds, or the elegant look of plantation shutters with expert installation. Comfort, privacy, and elegance in your home with expert craftsmanship from Blindsided. Call Bill today for an estimate at 945-3969. That's 945-3969.
Shasta Regional Medical Center is located in the heart of downtown Reading and was the recipient of the 2017 HealthGrades Patient Safety and Excellence Award. Our hospital is committed to always providing exceptional care and performance as a certified chest pain center, certified primary stroke center, and most recently earning the Joint Commission's Gold Seal of Approval for hip and knee replacement. When it comes to quality, compassion, and community, Shasta Regional Medical Center is the community choice.
People.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The Talk Radio Review on the air for the week of April 15th to the 19th. We're all here together, talk hosts from around the country to discuss the big issues of the week, according to the list published in Talkers Magazine at talkers.com. The top 10 stories, top 10 people. We'll probably spend a good deal of time on number one, and in order to do that, we have our cast ready, at the ready, ready to go. Our cast includes Jennifer Horn from the DJV program and the Morning Answer in Los Angeles. Victoria Jones is here from the DC Radio Company. Rick Jensen from WDEL in Wilmington, Delaware. John Harper from WMEL in Melbourne, Florida. And as they used to say on the Kate Smith program before, was discovered she was a racist old lady. And now, ladies and gentlemen, your announcer, Doug Steffen. All right, so did any of you hear that story? The story of Kate Smith? John, do you remember? You're probably the only one old enough with me to remember Kate Smith and her singing the Moon Come. Remember what, come on, you had to have watched that show when you were a kid.
No, like I certainly do. I vaguely remember that. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. All right. Well, anyway, she apparently is a racist, and they've been playing her song in the seventh inning of New York Yankees games for how long, Jennifer, did we hear earlier on? It was 30,
for a year, a decade,
Since 9/11. But apparently she has some things in her past that somebody uncovered, so no more is she going to be heard singing the national anthem. Or not
uh-oh.
The national anthem, but God Bless America. Yes, it is an uh-oh. All right, so... let's dispense with the formalities. I don't usually go through the list anyway in order. We just kind of pick things and work our way through them. But certainly the number one issue, the number one item, the number one story, the number one topic this week is the Mueller report. That's on the top of the list. Some describe it as the ugly detail. Jennifer, how do you describe it? Let's start with you.
I think it was the inevitable, right? This was a culmination of the over two big years of investigation into the Trump campaign. And, you know, as much as there's been a media frenzy and circus around it, I don't know how much of it is really new if you really think it through. This investigation went 701 days from the time that it was ordered by the Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein and until the report was disseminated to the media and put online at the Department of Justice. You can go up there and read it. It's
I
want to
pay $10.50 and download it from Amazon.
Yeah, I don't know who would do that. Especially when you can get it for free, but okay.
What books were Borders? Didn't Borders book you could get on your Kindle?
I think I Borders you. Is out of business now, aren't they?
Not Borders. Who was the other? Barnes and Noble.
Barnes and Noble had the Nook. Yeah, that's right. So what we learned is that this report was done in two sections. The first was about conspiracy and collusion, and they talked a lot about Russian interference in our election, had a lot of information about how the Russians went about interfering in the election using social media platforms. They cleared any American of any wrongdoing or conspiring or colluding with Russia during 2016. That included the president. That was very good news for him. On to obstruction of justice, and I kind of keep going back to Alan Dershowitz, who I think is a very smart legal mind, and he said it is unfortunate that Robert Mueller didn't come to a conclusion either in the case to make a case of obstruction or to clear the president of obstruction, because what he did was offer a bunch of loose ends saying here are 10 instances, most of them we had heard about in reports by the media throughout this investigation, but here are 10 instances when the president could have obstructed justice. There really wasn't a crime here. We don't know if he did obstruct justice. We'll leave it up for Congress to decide. And now because you have Democrats leading the House, that means that Congress is going to do everything they can to try to use this report to work against the president, especially going into an election year. So they will question Robert Mueller. They will no doubt question more people that were brought into this report. They want to see a full version of the report. They don't want those redactions in there anymore. They'll talk to William Barr about that on May 1st and 2nd when he appears before Congress to explain how he redacted the report and his role in all of this. So it's now on to political fallout. And you hear the media, you hear Democrats, you hear Republicans, you hear the president, everybody's spinning to try to push this report in their favor. And I think really at the kind of the core of this, good news, we should all be celebrating, no conspiracy, no collusion. Obviously, we know this president probably has a short temper. He was accused of something. He was accused of treason, which is punishable by the death penalty. And he was mad. He was trying to get this investigation to stop. He thought it would take down his presidency. And he did some dumb things. He said some dumb things. But there was no action taken to prove that there was real obstruction. So I think legally the president is clear, but certainly this will continue in politics. What's the appetite of the American people for this? And does it go back and backfire on Democrats for doubling down and continuing investigations? That'll be one of the storylines. We're also going to learn how this investigation was started, which could be troublesome for the last administration in the Department of Justice, which at least looks to be, in my opinion, weaponized about political
about
to their
any of this
political
stuff.
Opponents.
I want the business of my country to continue, get done. Get off your butts and stop this nonsense. Get to work and do the business of the country. This is not the business of the country. This is the business of gossip mongers, the business of political honchos. And I'm wondering, though, Victoria, from your point of view, your perch at the D.C. radio company, is it floating around some of the stuff that's been redacted? That's got to be in the gossip wind already. Isn't it some of the things that were redacted? Do you hear anything about that?
Well, I think some of the things that were redacted have to do with the counterintelligence investigation. Some of them have to do with not bringing people who were peripherally involved into the investigation, sources and methods, things like that. So that's obviously of interest to people. And, you know, those things that are redacted are always interesting, aren't they? Because they're redacted.
Of course. Yeah, right.
So people want to know. Mueller did say that President Trump's written answers were inadequate. So, you know, that's one of the reasons he wasn't able to come to a conclusion.
He's not a good writer.
He also kept saying that he didn't recall and that he didn't remember. But he did say that if we had confidence after a thorough investigation of the facts that the president clearly did not commit obstruction of justice, we would so state. Based on the facts and the applicable legal standards, however, we're unable to reach that judgment. The evidence we obtained about the president's actions and intent presents difficult issues that prevent us from conclusively determining that no criminal conduct occurred. And Mueller also went into it very clearly with the determining standard of the Justice Department, which is that you cannot indict a sitting president. So he wasn't going to indict the president while he's a sitting president. So that's a very important piece of this. I think another very important piece of this is that there were numerous instances in which Trump tried to influence the inquiry. And what's interesting that came out is how many times his aides refused to carry out orders. But I think what's interesting is something that is not being talked about yet, and I hope it will be, which is, Bloomberg's reporting on this, and I think others will. Facebook is mentioned 81 times. Twitter gets 71 mentions. Google only gets 6 mentions. And this is about the use of social media by the Russians in influencing the election, not attempting to influence the election, but in influencing the election. And I think the question now is, are social media companies in the U.S. prepared for the next election? And I think the answer is no. And what is going to be done to prepare both the United States, both our electoral systems and social media companies for the next election? And I don't hear that being talked about in any kind of serious way. No. And I think that is the business of the United States.
Yeah, I do too. I agree with you on that one. All right, we'll continue comments from Rick Jensen and John Harper coming up here on the Talk Radio Review. Right now, I want to advise you, those of you who listen with intent to this program or other programs that I'm involved in, you've heard me talk a lot about Calitrin, which in my mind is the healthiest choice for weight loss because I've used it and have been very successful. But not only that, around the country, people who are really interested in the right choice for the right reason. This is all about your health and well-being. Yes, it's important to have a good handle on your weight. And if you're too heavy, you want to lose it. But don't you want to keep it off as well? And that's what Calitrin does. The only program that is simple, easy to administer, inexpensive, and doesn't involve crash diets, doesn't involve operations, no drugs, no stimulants. It's the all-natural, healthy way, and that's why I talk about it, because that's my focus when it comes to advertising things that are important to our health. It's good for you to lose the weight. It's good for you to do it in a natural way. Calitrin, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N, is proven to help you with weight loss and joint pain, things like that. This is natural, no side effects whatsoever. You take it for about 6 months, and that's the deal here. Main ingredient, collagen. It helps your body to reproduce and get back on the bandwagon because your body stopped producing collagen when you were in your late 20s. Now you stimulate it by the number one ingredient in Calitrin being collagen. Makes for better joint usage because the collagen supports your joints. Need to have them strong. And if you have arthritis, this will be good at disseminating that. Acid reflux, all of that. You got to take it consistently every night before you go to bed, and then it does its work while you are asleep. And so, as I said, the best way to do it is stay on the program for 6 months. And the deal this week, Easter week, at toploss.com, that's their website, toploss.com, use the code DJV and get 6 months for the price of 3. Yep, you buy 3 bottles, a 90-day supply, and you get the second 3 bottles, another 3 months free. Use the DJV code. That offer has been extended for another week after Easter. So take advantage of this special deal. The best way to lose weight is with Calitrin. Find it now at toploss.com. Get the best deal by checking the box for DJV.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Calitrin has become the healthiest product in America for losing weight. Also great for your energy, your joints. It's a fabulous product. Been around for 20-some-odd years. It's an all-natural drug and stimulant-free way to lose weight. Calitrin's essential active ingredient is collagen protein, which has proven to promote healthy lean muscle and weight loss together. Unlike other products that you take a number of times a day, you take once a day at nighttime Calitrin. It won't give you jitters, keep you awake, or cause an upset stomach like some of the other unhealthy products around to lose weight. Go to TopLoss.com for your 90-day supply today. Get another 90 days free. Two, for the price of one plus free shipping, use the promo code DJV at TopLoss.com. Get the great deal and lose the weight. Be successful. TopLoss.com for Calitrin. Make sure you use the promo code DJV.
Our coffee and red wine leaving your teeth stained. We can see you out there in your selfies. Well, we have the perfect risk-free solution for you here on the DJV show to make you more confident in your smiles. Power Swabs is the world's most advanced teeth whitening system that transforms your smile in as little as 5 minutes. That's right, just 5 minutes. Now, having a bright white smile is still really important, and after only using Power Swabs once, I was instantly amazed by the results. I don't even think twice now about cracking a smile and taking a selfie. Why give up on your coffee or wine when you can transform your smile in as little as 5 minutes? Power Swabs are super fast. They're easy and hygienist approved. You just snap, swab, and smile. It's really that simple. Get Power Swabs today. This exclusive offer is not available online or in store, so call now for your Power Swabs offer today. 800-208-1797. Again, 800-208-1797. Call now for your Power Swabs today at 800-208-1797.
We all had friends and family that were affected by the car fire. Most of the cleanup is done now, and a lot of families are looking at rebuilding. If you relied on a well for your water system, it's important to assess the condition of your well and its capabilities to be able to meet the demands of new construction codes. I'm Ted Ogilvy with Diamond Core Drilling. We've been providing water well systems and pumps in Northern California since 1980. Let us help you with your rebuilding process. That's Diamond Core Drilling, 275-8162.
Get ready for a sock hop of nostalgia and muscle cars when American Graffiti roars onto the Cascade Theater's big screen during cool April nights. With live music, dancing, themed drinks, a jewelry giveaway from Devon's, and more surprises. April 24th. Doors open at 6, film at 7:30. It's a cruise down memory lane with the ultimate coming-of-age film, American Graffiti, at the Cascade. Tickets at 243-8877 or cascadetheater.org.
Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower Elite dealer, announces their new design showroom at 4616 Caterpillar Road. Now with Powerhouse Solar's new design showroom, you can view your property and see your solar design on the spot so you can see what best works for you. Maybe it's a trellis-mounted system, pole-mounted systems, or roof mount. See all the options in Powerhouse Solar's design showroom at 4616 Caterpillar Road. For information, go to powerhousesolar.com or call 275-5600. Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower Elite dealer.
Tobacco and Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, has been an integral part of our community for over 40 years. They have supported the veterans, law enforcement, fire and disaster survivors throughout this whole time. Tobacco and Brew has expanded their walk-in humidor and brought to the North State new lines of fine cigars, pipes, and tobacco products. Additionally, they are offering a pipe bar to try out new tobacco for taste and aroma. Tobacco and Brew is your one-stop shop for any tobacco product and accessories to include lighters, humidors, pouches, and more. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
It's 23 after the hour. I don't know how to get my way. I'm moving right along. Victoria and I are having a little discussion about Game of Thrones, which is number 8 item. We'll get to that later on in this hour, number 8 on the countdown. Number 1, the Mueller report. Let's get it, get the juices out of everybody before we move into some of the other areas of concern. Rick Jensen from WDEL in Wilmington, Delaware. What did your audience think? How did you engage your audience once the report came out? How much time did you spend on it, and what was the... was there any conclusion, any agreement, any of that stuff?
Some people have actually gone over some of it. It was in the afternoon, the day it was released. So we just had a little bit of information. Was it meeting people's expectations and their hopes and their dreams? You said earlier, Doug, wisely, that Congress needs to get over this, stop messing with it, get to the work of running the country. And I would say this is the business of the Democrats to win 2020. It's also the business of cable news to try to improve their ratings by prosecuting Trump, wherein the professional prosecutors would not do it. And Jennifer laid this out very, very well at the very, very beginning about all of these accusations and the evidence, which the prosecutor said did not rise to the level of actual criminal activity, something they could prosecute. At CNN, I'm watching them, and they're saying, oh, yeah, they could prosecute this. And they went through the whole list of how to prosecute this. I just think this is easily predictable. We all predicted this stuff was going to happen. And I'm more interested in what's happening here in little old Delaware, because that has more to do with our lives than this does. Yeah. I don't think it's going to do anything except create narratives for the election. Does anybody disagree?
John, let's let you take it from your prospect. You're in South Florida, east side of Florida. What's the buzz there about this? Because Florida is more of a supportive state in general toward Trump. So what are the folks that you're around thinking and saying?
Well, the buzz around here, Doug, and everybody else, is the fact that while everybody is saying this doesn't really prove anything, at the same time, it does indicate, I think, and from what we're hearing, there definitely is a Russian connection. Apparently, the Russians did tamper, from what we're finding out here in Florida, with some of the counties and their ballot boxes, or their electronic voting machines, I should say. And apparently that has now been proven, and that is going to be a big issue coming up here for the next general election as well. So when Trump says he believed Putin over our government officials and our intelligence, that's raising a big flag, and that's not settling too well with a lot of people. Also having the Attorney General, the U.S. Attorney General, act more as a defense attorney for Trump, that's kind of troublesome to a lot of people. But overall, I don't think this is changing the way in which anybody feels, one way or the other. And we need to get over this. And if not, it's going to be haunting us for the next 2 years. However, with that being said, I go back to the Russians, and apparently there was direct connection with the Russians and the last presidential election, and some type of tampering with the electronic ballot boxes. And there's talk about how are we going to prevent this?
Well, that would be my question. I would think that people down there would be more interested in how they can keep the Russians from messing. It's the most direct example in our country, anyway, of them messing with it. I think that's what came out in part of this. And for me, it's a significant part. I don't think there's much else in this thing that is very significant. But how they meddled in an election in a couple of counties in Florida, I think that's big stuff, frankly.
Yeah, in Palm Beach County. Yeah.
Yeah, right, exactly. Well, I thought there was one other county, too, besides Palm Beach, that was affected by them. But the point is, how do they do it, and how do you stop them? I think that is something moving forward that is important, John. John Harper from WMEL, Rick Jensen, WDEL, Victoria Jones from the D.C. Radio Company. I'm Doug Steffen, 28 after the hour. Calitrin, the best way for you to lose weight. I can speak from experience because I'm on it. The ingredients in Calitrin are so healthy. The active ingredient is collagen protein. So maybe you give us a little insight into the chemistry here of how this collagen protein that we were talking about works to help us lose weight.
Well, it uses that collagen protein to help heal and rebuild tissue, and that's in everywhere from your joints to your muscles. And when it goes to your muscles, it revs up your metabolism. You know, when you're rebuilding that lean muscle tissue, you burn off those fats and sugars more efficiently. When you give it time to work, you're going to see the inches come off and then the pounds come off.
Here's what you do. In order to get this, there's a great special deal on right now and a free shipping combo with the promo code DJV. Go to toploss.com for your Calitrin. Use the code DJV. Again, Calitrin at toploss.com.
Are you getting bored with all of your dinner options? Maybe you can't take another night of unhealthy fast food or ordering in. Well, I have got good news for you. Martha Stewart is doing a free taste test. She's giving away 3 full-size meals from her new meal kit delivery service, Martha and Marley Spoon. Martha and Marley Spoon will send fresh, pre-portioned ingredients straight to your door, making it easier than ever to cook a healthy, fulfilling meal in the comfort of your own home. As most of you know, I'm an advocate of fresh food and healthy choices. There are over 18,000 recipes to choose from, and the menus feature a variety of dishes, ranging from classic to creative. You'll be eating in just 30 minutes. To be part of Martha's free taste test and to receive your 3 free meals, be one of the first 100 people to text the word FORK to 246-810. Get great food sent straight to your door. Text the word FORK to 246-810. Get your free meals today. Text the word FORK to 246-810.
KCNR is proud to announce that we are now live at 96.5 FM, as well as online, and as always, heard on 1460 AM. Weekday mornings, wake up with the Sue McClain News Hour, followed by Free Fire Radio, your talk radio station at the epicenter of change in downtown Reading. 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, the conscience of the nation. Noon to 3, find your financial peace with Dave Ramsey. 3 to 6, the hard-hitting constitutional expert, Mark Levin. Monday through Thursdays at 6 p.m., local shows feature everything from the paranormal to pop culture to unsung heroes of our area. 7 to 9, Ben Shapiro with an expanded program that brings the issues of the day to your radio. And finish your weekday with the Chris Plant Show, 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. KCNR, now on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and always online. More than ever, we're your locally owned, community-connected talk radio.
Did you know that the City of Reading has started licensing commercial cannabis activities within the city limits? Synergy is the first of the city's approved retailers to obtain licensure, bringing to the Reading area the most experienced retailer in the North State. They will ensure that your visit is both professional and comfortable. Access is simple and discreet. Synergy has a private 25-space parking lot at the back of the building. Synergy is located at 345 Hempstead Drive, Reading.
Attention all hands. Manning the Watch is a show by veterans for veterans covering every branch of the uniformed service.
Listen every Saturday at 10 a.m. for the news and information all veterans need to know nationally and right here in Shasta County.
Listen live or streaming on the chat room at KCNR1460.com. Welcome aboard every Saturday morning for Manning the Watch, 10 a.m. on KCNR.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment in business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at KCNR1460.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The Talk Radio Review now on the air. We spent the first half hour of the hour talking about the number one story this week, the Mueller Report. And as you might imagine, the top 3 names on the people list from Talkers Magazine that you can find again, as I say, every week, published at Talkers.com. William Barr is 3. Robert Mueller is 2. Donald Trump is 1. From number 10 to number 1, let's see how far we can get here. Some of the other stories, the NBA playoffs, Major League Baseball. I think the biggest story in sports is Gronk denting the the trophy. Yeah. And Bridget Moynihan in her tell-all book about her relationship with Tom Brady, that seems to have the gossip mongers all worked up.
Oh, you don't know?
You didn't know about that book?
I've been sick in bed, but in Europe. But are there details?
Yes there are. Explicit details. Yes.
Right. Really?
Yep. Yes. Yep. So you
can you tell anything on the air, or are they so explicit that you cannot?
You accused me about 10 minutes ago of being a spoiler, and you threatened me.
I did.
If I told you anything about the Game of Thrones, which is number 8 this week, so why would I take it any differently when, if I were going to expose something that other people might not want to hear about?
You're such a tease. You're such a tease.
What's the headline on it, Doug? What is the headline?
Bridget Moynihan. Still hasn't gotten over Brady. I think that's kind of what you read between the lines. That would be the way
I'd... Oh, poor thing. That's sad.
All right. Now, number nine. Number nine is Tiger. Tiger Woods is number one. Number nine.
Something.
Isn't that more a story of redemption than anything else?
Yeah. Redemption and the proof that you can come back
from the dead.
This is a comeback from the dead, Lazarus. This was amazing. This was so thrilling. So thrilling.
Doesn't it also play into it? Americans, we love to see those who have risen to the top be brought down, and those who are underdogs rise again. This also brought a lot of stories from my listeners about times when people told them, you're a failure. You'll never be any good at what you want to do, which is what sportscasters were saying about Tiger for 10 years. He's done. He should quit. And I had great stories from listeners talking about times when people said, you'll never be successful, and they were. That was fun.
And I was watching this in England, and it was exactly the same thing. It was the comeback. It was you'll never be any good again. You're done. You're finished. And that was the narrative. It was that yes, you can be. Yes, you can come back from nothing. And it's the same thing. Root for the underdog. Always root for the underdog. And it was absolutely thrilling.
Victoria Jones here from the DC Radio Company. John Harper, WMEL in Florida. Rick Jensen from WDEL. John, this is something that I think plays as well, if not better, in Florida than it may anywhere else. Yes?
It certainly does, it has really, really hit a lot of listeners down here with many of the comments that Victoria just had. I think it proves that no matter what age you are, you can always make a comeback. It seems like Americans and people throughout the world love an underdog. They love a great comeback story, and this has all of the elements to make a terrific tell-all book, movie, whatever, of a great comeback, and that he certainly has done.
My takeaway is his girlfriend is pretty short. So let's keep moving
along. Yeah, she is. Yeah, yeah.
Number 8, the aforementioned Game of Thrones season debut. Victoria and I and a group of other people, we should bring Jensen and Harper with us the next time we go on one of these trips, Victoria.
Yeah.
The mastery of the Game of Thrones and how they have completely... through their public relations machine, captivated the audience, whether it was an audience that was faithful, but 16 million people watched this in the first hour last Sunday, and through the course of the week, I've been told that as many as a billion people around the world have watched this damn thing.
Wow.
And all it is a bunch of dragons eating up people and zombies and all of that stuff.
There are no zombies. There aren't zombies.
Yes, there are. There are zombies.
They are white walkers. They're not zombies.
Oh, I see. Okay.
If you don't mind, that's something. It was very complicated for me because I couldn't watch it on Sunday night. And so Monday, Monday I traveled from Ireland to England. And normally what I would do when I'm traveling, you know, you're stuck in the airport and or you've just arrived at your destination, think, oh, I'll go online, see what the news is. You know, we're in the news business. And it was like, no, I can't. And I certainly can't go on to BuzzFeed because BuzzFeed News is very good. I can't go on CNN. I can't go into my email. I can't do anything. I had to have a news-free
Victoria, life. Get a life, will you, for God's sakes. Get a life.
I can't. I have no life.
Good Lord. All right, speaking of somebody who has no life, that fat little crapper in North Korea, number seven, he's waving his little wand around again, threatening to test something. So do we just squeeze him a little bit more and more sanctions? What do we do? Rick, what's your thought on that?
You're talking about Little Un? The Little
Un. I'm talking about,
it's saber.
Yes.
The Little Un. It's saber rattling. Look, he has failed to develop any sort of peace plan with the United States. His people know about it, and so he has to rattle the saber and test a weapon that is short in range and long in message only for his people. I don't think that it's anything other than what he's always done.
Mm-hmm. Anybody else got anything worth anything, or we all think the same on it on this level?
Well, I think it's a sort of a combo player. I think what was quite funny about it was that was him saying that he'll deal with people. He's not going to deal with Pompeo anymore, and the language he used. That was quite funny. It was really quite funny. His talks with Trump fell down. But what he wants to do is he wants to deal with Trump. He thinks he can get a deal with Trump because he thinks he can talk around Trump if he's dealing with him one-on-one. But also, he actually, and, you know, he is a complete authoritarian dictator, but he took a 65-hour train ride to the last summit, and that was reported on in North Korea, and he came back with zilch. And so for the first time, he didn't look good in his own country. And so this, you know, he lost face. And so he does have to start ramping things up a bit. So you're absolutely right. This is, he's got to start doing something. And apparently it was not a nuclear, not a nuclear test. But I think we are going to start to see some tickling of the United States to try and get a reaction.
I just wonder.
I think Victoria is right. And I'm just surprised that China did not have any more influence or any influence on him from what we can tell. So I'm kind of surprised about that. But, Victoria, I think you're absolutely right when he has to do something to save face with his people because he ended up empty-handed after that last summit.
Yeah, he looked the same when he came back as he did when he left. A short, fat little guy, chain-smoking, overweight little crapper, who's got a bad haircut. That's, I think, what we take away from him and all his nonsense. Number six, the jobless claims. This, for me, I'll make quick work of this. For me, this is the number one issue of the election, the campaign. And if the numbers continue to be where they are or even get better between now and 2020, you're going to have a hard time beating Trump because he'll hammer these home. He'll hammer the economy. The jobless claims, the number of people who are unemployed gone down to under 3, well, it's a 3%. Whatever the number is, it's always twice what the number is because these are only people who are reporting or trying to claim money, but they're another equal number that are, been through the benefits and they're done. But still, it's a number that bodes well. The stock market was good this past week, continues to be high, so all this other nonsense is just that. It becomes complete nonsense. All it does is, as I think Rick said or John said, gets this continuing negative focus by CNN, which is, you expect it from MSNBC, and you now do expect it from CNN. It's so trite. But yet they use it and sell their numbers to the advertisers, and that's really what it's all about. The bottom line is, how much money can we make following this course of action? 44 after the hour on the Talk Radio Review. Let me help you if you had a bad night's rest. If you didn't sleep well last night, you probably got lousy pillows, Got a lousy mattress, lousy sheets, lousy mattress topper. All those things are lousy. So how about we fix all of them in one visit to MyPillow.com, where you can not only get the best mattress, the best mattress topper, the best pillows, but the best sheets. Those of you who love those the thickly stitched percale sheets, cotton sheets, now let's get to MyPillow.com, order your Giza sheets today, and receive 30% off the price using the DJV code, free shipping as well. That's right, free shipping and 30% off. These are brand new sheets. This is a brand new product. Go to MyPillow.com, use the promo code DJV for the best deal on the sheets and everything else. Again, the code that's necessary is DJV at MyPillow.com. Stories on the Talk Radio Countdown Show from number 10 to number 1, according to the work and the research done by the folks at Talkers Magazine, the NBA playoffs. What's basically the top action in sports talk radio always kind of filters in to the number 10 spot on the countdowns. Just every week it's different, as are the topics. So NBA playoffs, certainly a focus, and how the teams are doing in baseball. That's number 10. Number 9, a sports-related story, but I think it's much more than that. It's deeper than that. Tiger Woods reclaims his fame, his position. It's a great American story. That's number 9. The Game of Thrones, not necessarily a great American story, but lots of people are watching it. Number 7, the North Koreans testing weapons again. Number 6, how the jobless claim numbers showed up this week. The college admission scandals, number 5. The fire at Notre Dame Cathedral in Paris, number 4. Presidential politics, number 3. The border crisis, number 2. And the Mueller report, number 1. No surprise, this week on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Exercising, making smart food choices, and getting enough sleep are all ways to take care of your body every single day as you age. Now there is an easy way to help take care of your brain, too, by adding Prevagen, a proven brain health supplement, to your daily routine. In a clinical trial, taking one Prevagen a day has been shown to improve short-term memory. Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Are you constantly waking up having to fix your sheets because your fitted sheet is so unfitted? Do your sheets keep you hot at night? I've been there, you've been there, we've all been there. But not anymore, not thanks to my MyPillow Giza cotton sheets. I'm getting a full night's rest without the pain of having to fix my sheets. Giza cotton sheets by MyPillow, made with the world's best cotton, called Giza. Grown only in a small area near the Mediterranean Sea, it's cotton super smooth and breathable, extremely durable, made with deep pockets that will fit over any bed. And just like those MyPillows we love so much, our Giza sheets are 100% machine washable, dryable cotton, super duper. Go to MyPillow.com, order your Giza sheets today, get 30% off and free shipping when you use the promo code DJV. That's right, free shipping at MyPillow.com, promo code DJV. Get yours today at MyPillow.com.
If you are behind on your bills, then this message is for you. How would you like to have a large portion of your credit card debt or medical bills forgiven? National Credit Card Relief would like to give you free information on a proven debt forgiveness program. It's not bankruptcy. It's not consolidation. This special program actually wipes clean the portion of your debt that is forgiven. Call for your free forgiveness information now. 800-291-6670. That's 800-291-6670. Don't wait. Call 800-291-6670. Not available in North Dakota.
On the people list this week from Talkers, the top 10 items, or not items, but people, Tiger Woods comes in at number 10. Number 9, Lori Loughlin. Number 8, Bill Weld. I'd like to see him make some noise, wouldn't you? Very interesting politician. Ann Coulter. Number 7, I put her in the same category as the other people here. Maybe it sounds sexist and is not aimed at that. Ms. Omar. Ms. Ocasio-Cortez, Ms. Pelosi, 7, 6, and 5 on the list. Bernie Sanders, number 4. William Barr is at number 3. Robert Mueller is at number 2 on the list. And number 1 would be the President of the United States, Donald Trump, and whatever hot water he's in this week. It's always a show, isn't it, huh? And it is a show. This is Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen. Because most of talk radio is political, let's spend the last couple of minutes here with our panel, Victoria Jones, John Harper, Rick Jensen. Thanks to all of you, by the way, for being here. The number three item this week, because five is the admission scandal. There's nothing new there. Notre Dame, that fire. There is something to be talked about there, but it's not a conspiracy. The fire started with too many people using off the same electrical box, and it overheated, and bingo, bango, that was the end of that. The presidential politics item number three, it seems to me that there's a certain amount of desperation that I feel and sense. I don't feel anything from the Republicans because I don't see them really supporting Trump one way. I mean, they're going to vote for him, but I don't feel a groundswell of, yeah, here's our president. He's been vindicated. All I hear is Adam Schiff and his baloney. I don't even hear much from Nancy Pelosi, frankly, because she knows that this is something that they're not going to be able to win on, so let's keep moving. But Schiff, my God, he's like a one-note samba, bang, 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 bang. What the hell does he think he's going to get out of it, and how is he representing his constituents? Thoughts, Victoria? We got a minute.
He feels he has something. He's the Intelligence Committee. He has access to information we don't have. So he feels he has something. We may never know what he has. That's the thing. He has intelligence. So what's the point? But the Democrats are so disunited that they may just give Trump a win anyway.
Rick Jensen, what are your listeners thinking?
I think that he's going for re-election. His district loves him, and that's what he's going for.
That's it. All right, John Harper. What are you, anybody talking about this down in Florida with any?
Go ahead. Bottom line is Pelosi, for once, is showing some intelligence and putting up a caution flag of not pursuing this further. So I think that's good advice on her part. Whether or not the Democrats take it remains to be seen.
Yeah, you pursue this at your own peril, it would seem to me, at this point. John Harper from WMEL, thank you. Rick Jensen, WDEL in Wilmington, thank you. Victoria Jones from DC Radio Company. Get better fast, 10 before the hour on the Talk Radio Review. I'm Doug Steffen.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
February 22, 1982, Joe Martino opened Orchard Nutrition Center with a simple philosophy: to be able to have the choices available for a completely healthy lifestyle. And to this day, Joe and the entire Orchard Nutrition Center family have kept that promise for 37 years. Orchard Nutrition Center in the Cypress Square Shopping Center, Reading.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
Ready to make more money, break more ground, and achieve more of your life's goals? With free tuition at Shasta College, now is your chance to get more out of life. We all know that education is the key to a bigger paycheck and a brighter future, and Shasta College is committed to providing the best in affordable, accessible higher education that opens more doors. Whether you're looking to transfer to a bachelor's degree program, complete a professional degree, or secure a certification in a high-demand field, there's never been a better time to start demanding more. Shasta College grads are building more businesses, saving more lives, and attending more four-year universities. And with more programs and classes to choose from, what more could you ask for? Well, since you asked, if you're a first-time full-time student, the Shasta Promise Program will cover your entire tuition for the first year. That's right, your Shasta College tuition is free. A new semester starts soon. Enroll now before the class time you want is gone. Start getting more out of your future today. Visit shastacollege.edu/apply or call 530-242-7500 to enroll now. Shasta College, more possibilities.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Five hot hits from the world of technology now. Our focus here at 53 after the hour. I'm Doug Steffen with a spoiler. The number one story this week has to do with Game of Thrones.
okay?
Nah, 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 nah.
You've been dying to give a spoiler for a show that you don't watch.
That's true. All right, so Victoria Keith is going to go through from number 5 to number 1, and we start with the Amazonians at number 5.
Yep, Amazon is reportedly in talks to offer a free ad-supported tier of its music service. Now, we don't have specific details when this will launch, or if it will be like a radio type of thing, or if it'll be on demand, but the new free service will emphasize Amazon as a direct competitor to Spotify, which leads the market. Amazon plans to promote the new option through its Echo speaker, so you'll probably be hearing ads for that soon. And music is, even though we don't think of music and Amazon together, it's actually a pretty big part of their business. Last year, a rep said that Amazon Music has tens of millions of active subscribers. If you're a Prime member, then you get access to a select catalog of music that's free, and then you can also upgrade your subscription from $3.99 to $9.99, depending on the number of devices that you have. And despite Amazon's music growth, the category is still a loss leader for Amazon, but it can actually afford to subsidize the cost because it has so many other profitabilities in, various areas that they kept getting into, taking over Barnes & Noble bookstores, and they have Amazon books now and all kinds of stuff. So, but the bottom line is, if you are a Prime member, you can start listening to some of the Amazon music free.
All right, number 4 is a focus on a certain type of binge watching.
Yeah, and according to a new study published in the Journal of Science Advances, watching too much coverage of domestic terrorism can cause people to develop symptoms of PTSD, and that's post-traumatic stress disorder. The symptoms, in turn, can actually cause people to seek out even more upsetting coverage in the future. So it creates a cycle that's pretty hard to break. University of California at Irvine, psychologists spent 3 years collecting data from over 4,000 residents. This began with the Boston Marathon bombings in 2013. So many people followed that story relentlessly, whether it was on social media. I remember following it myself on Twitter, on the police scanners, and that's really kind of what started it. Then the next incident that they studied was the 2016 Orlando nightclub shooting. And people who watched that that coverage, binge-watching that coverage, actually had more PTSD symptoms than people who were even at the incident. So it's just very basically the study says you have to really keep you've got to keep a lid on how much stuff you watch when it's bad news, because it can really have long-term effects.
Yep. All right, number 3 this week on our countdown to the number 1 story in terms of viability in the content department has sort of a focus on Hulu.
Well, Hulu might look very different a year from now, and that's because AT&T sold its 10% stake in Hulu back to Hulu for $1.43 billion. And so what that means is now that AT&T has been part of the Warner Media, which was Time Warner and AT&T, the big merger, AT&T is probably going to pull all the properties that they own, like TBS and TNT and other networks, and they're probably just going to have their own streaming service. Now, this is bad news for Hulu watchers, because Hulu is the only streaming platform that really allows you to watch a lot of different shows from various networks. And the bad news really that's coming down the road, and as far as I see it, is Hulu's going to end up being just a big Disney property. Right now, Disney owns 66% of it. So it's probably going to get lumped into
ABC
the new Disney
shows.
Plus. Mm. Yep. And so there's there won't be as much variety. So if you're watching old shows, finish watching them now, because they may not exist on Hulu for much longer.
All right, number 2 is a continuing focus on Disney.
Yep, Disney Plus announced their big streaming service this week for $7 a month, or $69 for the whole year. This will start November 12th. You're going to get all of the Star Wars movies. There are new series that are based on Star Wars. There are so many movies that are going to be part of this streaming service. Tons of kids stuff, 7,500 episodes of Disney TV shows, including all of Hannah Montana. And this is going to be, I think, a direct hit to Netflix. This is going to be a really, really big challenge, and Netflix is going to have to come up with a lot of original content to keep people there, as opposed to having them, you know, just migrate over to Disney Plus.
All right, and cheerfully, I give you the number 1 story about Game of Thrones. Hoo-ha.
Yeah, Game of Thrones was the big story this week. They return to HBO for the season 8 premiere, which is also the final season. And the bad news for HBO is that 55 million pirated views of illegal streams, downloads, and torrents happened in the first 24 hours. 17.5 million viewers watched it on HBO, but then think about it. That's a lot of free pirating video happening. So HBO is going to have to crack down on that.
Enjoy the simple things in life, folks. It's 59 past the hour. Victoria Keelan, Doug Steffen here.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Steffen Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
SST Oil on Windham Lane in Reading, your source for specialty fuels and oils, including kerosene and low-sulfur fuel oil. They feature Toyotomi heating systems and on-demand water heaters. Save $100 on a new Toyotomi home water heater and ask about special savings for residents affected by the car fire. Locally owned SST Oil, supporting the community through summer fires and winter snows. Stay warm and cozy with Toyotomi and SST Oil. 241-1167. 241-1167.
Hi, I'm Sharon Clark of Home Helpers. It's amazing to look back at all the families we've touched since 2004, but our clients say it best.
I want to express my deep appreciation for the love and support you and your...
So fortunate to have an organization like Home Helpers.
You never know how much your contribution meant or how greatly you touched our lives.
Thank you so much for helping me care for my husband.
After hearing what it's meant to them, I truly can't imagine doing anything else. When you need help for your loved one, choose Home Helpers. There is no place like home.
Hi, this is Linda Bott, and let me tell you about our North State Now show on Thursday nights at 6 p.m. right here on KCNR. The first Thursday of the month will be yours truly, covering arts and entertainment and all kinds of fun stuff. The second Thursday will be Michelle Slade, highlighting and interviewing North State heroes. The third Thursday is James Masada and Rhonda Alvey, bringing you all things with Enjoy the Magazine and Enjoy the Store. And the fourth Thursday from Shasta Regional Medical Center is Dr. Orna Gill covering all things women's health. North State Now is brought to you by Black Bear Diner, Shasta Regional Medical Center, and Carlene's Restaurant and Bar located at 1100 Center Street. That's North State Now every Thursday night at 6 p.m. right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio.
Waivers for the five countries when they expire on May the 2nd. It's not clear if the five, including China and India, would be given more time to wind down their purchases. 3 days after its release, the Mueller report continues to be a hot domestic topic. The president criticizing current and former aides who cooperated with Mueller's investigation, stating the deeply unflattering picture they painted of him and the White House and efforts to obstruct the probe are untrue. On ABC's This Week, White House counselor Kellyanne Conway said Russia may have interfered in the election, but that did not help Donald Trump win the presidency.
I think they tried to sow disinformation discord in our democracy, and we should never allow that from any foreign government, foreign actor. They were also unsuccessful. Donald Trump won. We didn't need WikiLeaks. We had Wisconsin. He won because he was the better candidate with the better message.
Meanwhile, Democrats are stepping up the pressure on President Trump, but taking a very cautious approach on impeachment talk. The chairman of the House Judiciary Committee, New York Democrat Representative Gerald Nadler, issued a subpoena Friday for special counsel Mueller's full report. News and analysis at townhall.com.
Okay, here's the deal. Mortgage rates went up this year, right? Wrong. If you're looking to lower your monthly payment or thinking of getting cash out of your home, mortgage rates are actually now the lowest in months. But the clock's ticking. And at Cash Call Mortgage, there's no better time to take advantage than right now. Call us at 833-458-CASH. Speak with one of our refinance specialists today, and you may be able to lock in the lowest rates of the year before they're gone. We'll even get the process started without the upfront deposit other lenders still charge. That's 833-458-CASH. Refinance with Cash Call Mortgage today. Impact Mortgage Corp. DBA Cash Call Mortgage and MLS ID 128231. Equal housing lender. Not licensed in all states, including New York. Call 855-657-9910 for licensing terms and restrictions. Don't let these low rates pass you by. All you need to get started is a phone. Dial 833-458-CASH. Again, 833-458-CASH. Refinance with Cash Call Mortgage today.
In golf, a first-time winner takes the PGA event at Hilton Head.
27-year-old CT Pan has broken through for his first PGA Tour victory, posting a one-shot victory over Matt Kuchar to win the RBC Heritage Tournament.
It's very surreal for sure. And I just didn't envision my win like this. And I was so ready for the playoff too. I just so hard to convince myself that I actually have a shot at winning.
Pan broke out of a tie for the lead with a timely birdie at the 16th and then made the two necessary pars down the windy 17th and 18th holes to edge Kuchar. Dustin Johnson led the field into the last round, but a back nine run of three bogeys and two doubles destroyed his chances. I'm Graham Agos.
Price of the pump jumped 13 cents over the past 2 weeks to an average $2.91 a gallon, according to fuel analyst Trilby Lundberg. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. Easter Sunday in Britain this year coincided with another special day, the Queen's 93rd birthday. The monarch decided to spend the day attending an Easter service with other senior royals at St. George's Chapel on the grounds of Windsor Castle. Correspondent Karen Chamas has this report.
Queen Elizabeth II was joined at the service by her two grandsons, William and Harry, as well as William's wife, Kate, the Duchess of Cambridge. Harry's wife, Meghan, who is expecting their first child in the weeks to come, did not attend. Harry and Meghan did, however, post a birthday greeting for the Queen on their Instagram page. "Happy birthday, Your Majesty, Mom, Granny," it read, "wishing you the most wonderful day, Harry and Meghan." This is the first of two birthday celebrations each year for the Queen. She marks her official birthday in June with the Trooping the Collar Parade. Karen Chamas, London.
More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Rhonda Rockstrom.
Simpson University is pleased to announce that its annual golf tournament is on April 26th at Go Hills Golf Club. Join the rise at Simpson University, known as Simpson Rising, by joining or sponsoring this wonderful event. You can register or sponsor online at connect.simpsonu.edu/springgolf or call 530-226-4750. You can enter for a chance to win an Apple Watch, television, barbecue, and much, much more. So join us on April 26th at Gold Hills Golf Club for the Simpson Rising Pepsi Invitational.
Hi, I'm Dr. Kara Tennant with CARE Animal Hospital, and I'm inviting you to join me on the Carl and Linda Morning Show. We will be discussing all of Reading's local pet needs and how to keep your pet happy, healthy, and safe. CARE Animal Hospital is a local veterinary clinic located on the corner of Hilltop Drive and Lake Boulevard. Make sure your best friend has the best possible care today.
Join Dr. Kara Tennant the third Friday of each month in the 8 a.m. hour here on locally owned KCNR.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than mainstream media soundbites.
We'll bring you experts on politics, national security, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join us every Sunday from noon until 2. We the People Radio here at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Quantities.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Music for the Talk Radio Countdown Show now indicating that we are ready, we're prepared to go over the charts, the stories for the week of April the 15th to the 19th. I'm Doug Steffen here with the most important person, the VIP, is Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. You can find this list every week as it is released at talkers.com, the home of Talkers Radio, Talkers Television. So Michael is here to go through the stories. We talk about some of the stories, the things that pique his interest, our interest, people list as well. And not a lot of surprises here this week, Michael, it would seem. Once we get beyond the Mueller report, it's A, B, C, D, E, F, G. So
yeah. It's been mostly Mueller. It's been the week of Mueller, and we're all mulling over the Mueller report,
which makes
us Mullers.
Yes.
So shall we go through?
Remember Mueller's egg noodles?
Yes, I do. As a matter of fact, you know, the interesting about the name Mueller is we're all saying it right. A lot of people were saying Mueller because it's M-U-E. I wonder how he really pronounces it in his family, whether it's Mueller or Mueller. What do you think?
I think he probably cares whether the name is printed correctly on the checks.
I think that's all he cares about. I don't think he cares. I don't think this guy has an ego. I think he's one of the most serious, disciplined characters I've ever...
Anybody know how much he's been paid for all of this, by the way?
I think he gets minimum wage.
What's his rate?
What's his rate?
What are taxpayers paying for this guy?
It's funny, you ask a question like that, and then you say, hey, yeah, that's kind of an interesting question. What kind of a job is that?
Yeah.
What kind of a contract do they give him? When does it end? Is he still working?
Who hires him? Who called him and said, hey, we want to hire you to do this investigation?
Rosenstein.
Rosenrod, yeah, I think, yeah, maybe.
Yeah, that actually is the answer, sort of.
It is the answer. Okay.
Look, without even getting into this, one of the things that makes this so crazy is the fact that you have the Attorney General. We're talking the system now, not the specific people. The Attorney General works for the president. The president is in charge, then, of the Justice Department, which is supposed to be separate from any other political aspect of the government, but he works for the president.
Right.
And the Attorney General hires the special investigator investigating the president.
Uh-huh.
Think about this. Imagine if this happened in the real world of business. Where
I think it's called conflict of interest.
The whole thing is a giant conflict of interest going into it.
And we're paying for it like a bunch
of
fools.
And people are like going, well, Mueller wouldn't lie, or this one wouldn't lie, or this one is lying. But how do you know? How do you know anything when the system itself is so flawed?
All right, here's the solution. The solution is to put, Trump in a UFC cage Adam Schiff.
The thing is to move beyond it, but that's just me. Beyond it. The election's coming up.
I want you to go through the list.
Here's the list.
But the one other thing here, because in the county where you reside in Florida, the Russians did hack the election. The system in Palm Beach County was hacked. That's the biggest thing that came out of this report, as far as I'm concerned.
Well, of course,
but hacked. And what are we doing to stop him from doing it again?
All we're doing is talking about whether or not Trump was responsible for the hacking.
It's not going to fix whether the Russians, who in fact, were disruptive in our country's election in Palm Beach County, Florida.
They were disruptive in more than Palm Beach County.
Elsewhere. Yeah, right. Yeah. So
if you believe Mueller. Who works for Barr? Who works for Trump?
Right. Who makes the spaghetti noodles on the side?
And another thing that's been lost in all of this is why? What was the purpose of the hacking and the election tampering? Was it to get Hillary a loss? Were they working on behalf of Trump anyway? Were they better off with Trump? There are all of these questions, and you know something? They're never going to be answered accurately. There's never going to be a uniform consensus on this. It's only going to further divide the people and make for very shallow but alluring bait to get people to watch, listen, and read.
Meanwhile,
the
business of the country is in the dust.
Totally.
No. Yeah. No,
or maybe not. Maybe they're doing things behind the scenes while this is one big distraction.
Right. They're organizing. They're negotiating with little Mr. Fatty in North Korea. That's what they're doing.
Little Mr. Fatty is looking like a serious player lately. He's the one who's saying that the Americans have to be more mature when they come to talk to him. We are living in a circus. Do you want me to do the list, or do you want to do
Please.
A break?
No, I want you to do the list, and then we'll do the break.
Okay, here we go. You want me to do both lists or just one list?
Yeah, no, do them both. Sorry.
Okay, here we go. Number 10, NBA playoffs and Major League Baseball action. Number 9, Tiger wins the Masters.
Yay!
Oh, I'm so
That's
excited.
That's a good story.
It is a good story, actually. Yeah. And number 8, the Game of Thrones season debut. And number 7, the North Korea weapons test. At number 6, jobless claims tumble. Number 5, the college admission scandal. Number 4, the Notre Dame fire. At number 3, the 2020 presidential race. At number two, the southern border crisis. And number one, the aforementioned Mueller report release. The people on the survey, number 10, Tiger. Number 9, Lori Loughlin. Bill Weld at 8. Ann Coulter at 7. Alexandra Ocasio-Cortez and Ilhan Omar at 6. Nancy Pelosi at 5. Bernie at 4. William Barr at 3. Mueller at 2. Trump at 1. There, I did the lists.
Can you go a week without dropping Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez?
I know. We just put her in there because we like to say her name.
Yeah, right. And annoy me. All right, we're doing it. This is the Talk Radio Countdown.
Enjoy her while you have her.
Okay, I will do that. It's 14 half the hour on the countdown. Do you lack energy? Are you able to tackle your tasks every day with aplomb? Are you struggling to get back into shape? Would you like to see an increase in your drive and your performance? Okay, those are the problems. Solution, one word, Nugenix. N-U-G-E-N-I-X. Nugenix will keep you, help you stay in shape and keep up with your daily routine. It is difficult, but thanks to Nugenix, you'll feel better. This is a very potent force. If you're feeling exhausted, you're not focusing at work, you're not performing like you want to with your honey bun, then Nugenix is what you want. You want some help. High levels of testosterone right in here play an important part in helping you preserve your energy and your performance. Nugenix maximizes energy, increases lean muscle mass, and boosts your libido. Somebody sent me a note asking if this was something women could use. I suppose so. It's not really aimed at women. But some women like... Well, you can do things that help your libido too. I'm not selling it to women, but you're welcome to try. I don't know anything. Read the bottle before you take it. Anyway, you want to restore your wellness, your confidence, your energy level. Let's get to Nugenix. How do you get it? You get a free bottle to start your relationship with Nugenix by texting FORCE to 321-321. That's FORCE, F-O-R-C-E to 321-321. Be on your way to a more confident you, to a healthier you. Just text FORCE to 321-321 for your free complimentary bottle. I suppose that's redundant. Complimentary means free. You want this product? Won all kinds of awards for ingenuity. Nugenix. Get your free bottle by texting FORCE to 321-321.
Has falling asleep become a nightmare for you? Are you constantly waking up having to fix your sheets because your fitted sheet isn't so fitted? Do your sheets keep you hot at night? I've been there, but not anymore thanks to MyPillow's Giza cotton sheets. I'm getting a full night's rest without the pain of having to fix my sheets in the middle of the night. Giza cotton sheets by MyPillow are made with the world's best cotton called Giza, which is grown only in a small area near the Mediterranean Sea. The cotton is super smooth and breathable. They're extremely durable, made with deep pockets that will fit over any size bed. And just like those MyPillows we love so much, the Giza cotton sheets are made with 100% machine washable and dryable cotton. Go to MyPillow.com and order your Giza sheets today and receive 30% off plus free shipping when you use the promo code DJV. That's right, free shipping and 30% off and use promo code DJV. Get yours today at MyPillow.com and don't forget promo code DJV.
Your brain is an amazing thing, but as you get older, it naturally begins to change, causing a lack of sharpness or even trouble with recall. Thankfully, the breakthrough in Prevagen helps your brain and actually improves memory. The secret is an ingredient originally discovered in jellyfish. In clinical trials, Prevagen has been shown to improve short-term memory. Prevagen, the name to remember, now available in stores everywhere. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
Talk Radio Countdown.
All right, let's get at it here, Michael. The discussion of the Mueller report. We spent in the talk radio review, which accompanies this hour, we spent half the time talking to hosts about the Mueller report. You've been on the air this week. How much time have you devoted to it, and what's proper here from your perspective?
I did a few radio shows this week. I was on one station in a major city for 3 days, and I did a show in another city. So I did four radio shows today, this week, and Mueller dominated them. I did do a lot of talking about Notre Dame at the beginning of the week. The Notre Dame fire was very interesting, and it's sort of got lost in the shuffle of Mueller.
I think you're right. Yeah, I think that's, yeah.
That I found to be one of the most interesting topics because it brought so many things to the table. And so we talked about that, but the Mueller report was dominant. I also talked a little bit about the college scandal that took place during the week, and that ties into our lifestyles and our values and our principles, raising children, and the state of education. That was a good topic as well. So those are the ones that I was into.
Yeah, well, and we get the other things that have drawn fire, if you will, pardon the pun, the Notre Dame thing, the jobless claims. I said, in terms of practicality, that if the numbers stay where they are, you will have a very difficult time finding anybody who will beat Trump.
Absolutely.
I'm not saying that's what I wish.
No,
for,
you're right.
But it's always, remember what James Carville said, it's the economy, stupid, and that's exactly what it is. Mm-hmm. No truer words ever spoken. Do you agree?
To a great degree, yeah. I wouldn't say 100%. Things could
happen. No, but, yeah.
But yeah. I think that people vote their interests, and economics is really what ties us together as a nation. I mean, even the systems, when you say socialism or you say capitalism or free enterprise, we're talking about economic systems. We're not talking about religious systems. We're not talking about what kind of art you like. We're talking about economic systems are the foundation upon which we build political science. Economic systems. Money and the word commonwealth. It's all about our assets and our wealth, and that's what ties it all together.
You know what we've lost this week? I thought the discussion last week about whether or not Trump's suggestion that we move all the people on the border to sanctuary cities, that kind of got lost in the dust this week. Even though southern border crisis is number two, perhaps we might examine that a little bit more as we continue here on this week's Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Shasta spring water come from?
Well, you see, we get wrung out of the clouds as we pass over the top of Mount Shasta. Then we become part of huge glaciers. Then we flow through miles of volcanic rocks. Then we pop out of a spring at the base of Mount Shasta.
Uncle Bob, where did I come from?
You'll have to ask your parents about that one.
Pure and simple, naturally the best. Mount Shasta spring water.
For free delivery and setup, call 1-800-922-6227.
Or go to MountShastaSpringWater.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment in business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
Hey,
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Time for us to continue. This is the weekly Talk Radio Countdown Show. You'll find these lists, the charts, and all kinds of things that are pertinent to the talk radio industry at talkers.com. Michael Harrison is the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. I'm Doug Steffen. With the border in focus, the sanctuary city laws, as I said, this kind of got lost, even though it's number two on the countdown this week. The significance, there was sort of a, tongue-in-cheek, the stuff from I don't know whether Trump was serious or not, but until the Mueller report came out, until the Notre Dame fire, the most discussed conversationally on the radio the first couple of days of the week was certainly whether we're going to dump all these people, mostly in California, in San Francisco. And, you know, there was a certain serious spin to this, other than it seemed kind of silly, but it, you know.
Well, I don't think people believe that. I think people sometimes believe that it's just Trump, you know, bluster, that yeah. Trump says things and does things to distract people from things or to change the conversation. But that would be a long process. It would be complicated. And it was talked about very heavily for a couple of days.
Well,
but then
the other people abandoned it. Right. Well, at the same time, the Trump administration was in court trying to strike down the sanctuary city laws in California.
Right. So that's why I call it a circus. It's in this ring, this is going on, and that ring, that's going on. But the whole system doesn't add up to anything ever getting done and any dispute being resolved.
So do you think the average person, the caller that you may talk to on some of these programs, actually is aware of how they're being had, that it is a circus? It's like the movie that's out now with Danny DeVito and the Tim Burton Dumbo movie. The three-ring circus. In the meantime, who's doing the people's work? What are we paying? We just paid our taxes this week. What the hell are we paying for?
Yeah, well, you know, you drove on a road. You know.
Poorly built. Yeah, yeah, okay.
I mean, you know, their life does go on. I do. You know, there's a certain synergy and of life that it's kind of mystical almost. Look at all the processes that do go on. Look at how cities operate. Look at how countries operate. Look at how...
In spite of.
And things work out pretty well. When you think about things that go wrong, look how many things go right. And who's leading it? Who's running the city? When the sun comes up over Boston, the sun comes up over New York, L.A., all of a sudden people are going out there, working, stores are opening, coffee shops are happening, the police are out there, firemen are going around, hospitals are... Who's coordinating all that? Nobody. It's like a flock of birds changing on a dime. All of a sudden, they go. There's an aspect to collective consciousness that defies leadership. Most leaders don't even know what they're doing. They just are riding a horse that seems to have its own direction. And that's a fascinating aspect of the thing that you're touching upon. You know, what are we getting for our taxes? I don't know. I don't even know how it operates. And back to what you said before, do callers know they're being had? Well, how the hell would I know? Because I don't even know if I'm being had. I mean, what makes the person taking the call any smarter or any less vulnerable to the mystery of all this than the average citizen who's calling in? There's a great amount of disconnect between what's really going on and anybody's understanding of it.
I think that's very well put. But it does seem maybe we're fortunate that we have systems that kind of keep going on. But we, even on the local level, I know I was participating last night in an event locally here about sustainability and how clueless the average person is who lives in. They don't pay attention to it because they expect that things will run, and they kind of are. You're right. It does. It kind of hums along, and we're singing our song, walking our way back home.
They expect it to run because it does run. That's the point. It runs.
Yeah. 28 after, talk radio. Calitrin, the best way for you to lose weight. I can speak from experience because I'm on it. The ingredients in Calitrin are so healthy. The active ingredient is collagen protein. So maybe you give us a little insight into the chemistry here of how this collagen protein that we were talking about works to help us lose weight.
Well, it uses that collagen protein to help heal and rebuild tissue. And that's in everywhere from your joints to your muscles. And when it goes to your muscles, it revs up your metabolism. You know, when you're rebuilding that lean muscle tissue, you burn off those fats and sugars more efficiently. When you give it time to work, you're going to see the inches come off and then the pounds come off.
Here's what you do. In order to get this, there's a great special deal on right now and a free shipping combo with the promo code DJV. Go to toploss.com for your Calitrin. Use the code DJV. Again, Calitrin at toploss.com.
Are you getting bored with all of your dinner options? Maybe you can't take another night of unhealthy fast food or ordering in. Well, I have got good news for you. Martha Stewart is doing a free taste test. She's giving away 3 full-size meals from her new meal kit delivery service, Martha and Marley Spoon. Martha and Marley Spoon will send fresh, pre-portioned ingredients straight to your door, making it easier than ever to cook a healthy, fulfilling meal in the comfort of your own home. As most of you know, I'm an advocate of fresh food and healthy choices. There are over 18,000 recipes to choose from, and the menus feature a variety of dishes, ranging from classic to creative. You'll be eating in just 30 minutes. To be part of Martha's free taste test and to receive your 3 free meals, be one of the first 100 people to text the word fork to 246-810. Get great food sent straight to your door. Text the word fork to 246-810. Get your free meals today. Text the word fork to 246-810.
The 25th Annual Safari Club International Banquet is almost here. Join friends, neighbors, and outdoor enthusiasts on April 27th at Wind River. Enjoy a great meal and numerous silent and live auction items, including a 25th anniversary commemorative rifle, guns, outdoor equipment, and a table of special prizes for the ladies. The Safari Club International's 25th Annual Banquet. For more information, call 474-5075. That's 474-5075. Safari Club International's 25th Annual Banquet.
The average adult is issued 32 troopers that, with proper care and just a little discipline, should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert, like General, Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomfort. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com. At ease.
And for a limited time, Dr. Farrell is offering x-ray, exam, and cleaning for just $175. Call 547-5757 to schedule your visit.
Hi, this is Linda Bott, and let me tell you about our North State Now show on Thursday nights at 6 p.m. right here on KCNR. The first Thursday of the month will be yours truly, covering arts and entertainment and all kinds of fun stuff. The second Thursday will be Michelle Slade, highlighting and interviewing North State heroes. The third Thursday is James Masada and Rhonda Alvey, bringing you all things with Enjoy the Magazine and Enjoy the Store. And the fourth Thursday from Shasta Regional Medical Center is Dr. Orna Gill, covering all things women's health. North State Now is brought to you by Black Bear Diner, Shasta Regional Medical Center, and Carlene's Restaurant and Bar, located at 1100 Center Street. That's North State Now, every Thursday night at 6 p.m., right here on KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio.
Did you know that the City of Reading has started licensing commercial cannabis activities within the city limits? Synergy is the first of the city's approved retailers to obtain licensure, bringing to the Reading area the most experienced retailer in the North State. They will ensure that your visit is both professional and comfortable. Access is simple and discreet. Synergy has a private 25-space parking lot at the back of the building. Synergy is located at 345 Hempstead Drive, Reading.
Hear us streaming 24/7 at KCNR1460.com.
my. Oh, me, oh, my. Back in the talk radio mode, talk radio countdown show, talk radio what's hot. That's the list at Talkers Magazine every week. That's what's hot, people's stories. So let's talk about Michael Harrison from Talkers Magazine, Doug Steffen. The number four thing is the fire. Yeah. How'd you take, what was your take on that?
My first reaction, my take on it was to talk about my reaction to it when I heard about it, because it came out of the blue. It was one of those stories,
yes,
that you didn't expect. And those,
yep,
those are always different than the ones that you're looking to tomorrow, you know, because you know something's coming. And my first reaction was that I thought it was the University of Notre Dame that was fire, that was on fire.
I thought so too. Right.
Did you?
Yeah.
And then
when I saw the
pictures of it, you know, on my online, I was on my computer, so you're checking into all the news. I thought that was like, oh, that's the spire and the tower, you know, on the campus. And I'm going, yeah, oh my gosh, what a shame. When it hit me that this was the Cathedral of Notre Dame, that was like, oh my, not that it's not a bad thing if Notre Dame University was burning, but the cathedral is this sacred 800-year-old, you know, icon. It was very upsetting to watch that. After that, of course, there's all kinds of intriguing conspiracy stories, the coincidence of it happening before the holidays and the religious season, the fact that they decided it was an accident before they went to see what's going on. There are all aspects to this thing from a million different levels. And what should be done with all that money now? You know, should they rebuild it? And then I got into some of the esoteric stuff about, is it the same cathedral? If you rebuild something completely,
mm-hmm,
is it the same thing? It's like, you know, those ancient boats that they used to put out, you know,
nope,
the Romans
would
have.
The answer is no. It isn't. It doesn't have that the wood, the timber that burned, the ambiance. You've probably been there. I've been there. Most people, mm-hmm, who travel to Europe want to go to see the Notre Dame Cathedral in Paris. It's iconic. I remember the last time I was there, my daughter and I had lunch. There's a little bit of a restaurant just sort of behind it. And sitting there outside, it was a June day, I think, if I remember correctly, or a May day. And we were just sitting there looking at the majestic tower. And the word majesty applies to this building, and going inside of it and thinking about, to address your comment directly, what has gone on in this building over the past 1,000 years? What has it seen? That wood, the stuff that's there that absorbed the energy. This is a very spiritual thing, and you don't replace it with just timber that, you know, comes out of the lumber yard.
Yeah, or plastic, you know, or new composites and things,
yeah,
of that nature. But it is kind of an interesting question on an esoteric level, because, you know, every cell in your body changes like every 7 years. Are you still the same person you were when you were a kid? And yes and no. Because the system becomes something unto itself. The system of Doug Steffen, the system of a bunch of things coming together being the cathedral. So few of the original things that exist are really the original things. Maintaining a house. You're a farmer. You understand what it is to maintain a barn or mm-hmm, whatever. There's two aspects to everything. There's the system and the spirit of it.
The old barn's a lot better than the newer barns.
Really?
In terms of, oh my God, yes.
You know.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or
yeah,
a car. People restore cars. There are cars on the road, you know, antique. But there's not one element on it that's more than 5 years old.
Yeah,
know?
Right. Yeah.
So,
replace everything.
So these are interesting questions that I sort of drew out of it. I didn't like the fact that Notre Dame was on fire, but I liked the story as something to sink my teeth into. I found it very, very, for lack of a better word, interesting and full of potential for discussion. Still is.
Well, it's one of these things. I love the expression talk radio tree, because the branches are, there are a myriad of things that you can talk about, like what were the experiences people had, what it mean to the French, talk about the French people. You know, one of the anecdotal stories I told was going to that French restaurant I just mentioned to you.
Right.
And my daughter speaks French very well, so we were handled well. There were some Americans in there. They waited an hour even to get service, because the French, the Parisians, don't like the Americans. So if you speak their language, They're happy, but if you don't, yes.
One of the things I'm amazed when I go to Paris is how many speak English. I'm the only American who doesn't find the Parisians unfriendly. I find the people in Montreal unfriendly.
That's another, yeah.
Montreal is more French. Quebec is more French than France.
Yeah.
It's amazing that aspect of it. Another aspect of the Notre Dame thing is I've been to Paris 3-4 times in my life, and every time I've gone there, I've never gone in Notre Dame. I don't like waiting in lines. I don't like crowds. Yeah. I don't like getting tied up at a place. So I've always viewed Notre Dame or Notre Dame as a work of art unto itself. I've gone to the building and looked at it from the outside, going, oh, look at that. Wow. And that was enough for me. I regret now that I hadn't gone inside because, I'll never be able to see that again like that. Point being, though, that I took it all in as a unit unto itself. Like, I would never go up to the top of the Eiffel Tower and waste 2 hours on line to go on an elevator. But
you know what? It's scary as hell. You don't want to. There's no wall. It's just the scaffolding, and you go up to the top. I don't like heights. Mm. You go up in the Eiffel Tower, you scare the hell out of you. Don't do it.
Yeah. So I take them from a distance. I don't like to get into the weeds. I enjoy looking at the Statue of Liberty from the Staten Island Ferry. I'm not into anything that involves lines and gift shops. I don't want any part of that.
I'm with you 100%. That's a great way of looking at it, understanding it. Meanwhile, the fire itself, my feeling is that this is a fire that's... I've done a lot of renovations to buildings and barns in my life, and I know how we put one extension cord on another, on another, on another.
Right.
And you're using all these tools, and they use 220 current over there instead of 110. I can just see the old wiring in the church, and the renovation guys are not thinking about anything other than let's get the job done. So we'll plug into this socket, and then we put another extension on it, and there's a third one, there's a fourth one. Before you know it, the wires are getting all hot. The old wiring can't take it. Sparks develop. Bingo, that's the end of the story. I don't think there's any conspiracy. I think that's what happened. I think it's clear, frankly, that's what happened.
That's why they knew so quickly, is what you're saying. Because
I think they were doing renovation. Yeah. And then you wonder... back to renovation. Well, one of the other branches for me is the audacity of the Catholic Church. Notre Dame has billions of dollars of treasure, and they saved all of it, or most of it, I think. But, there are a lot of people who have already raised $700-800, I think maybe it's close to $1 billion now, pledged to rebuild the church from wealthiest people in France and America. Meanwhile, the Catholic Church is sitting on tens of billions of dollars worth of trinkets and goodies underneath the Vatican. They continue to shut churches down, or let them hang themselves, sell the real estate to pay off the lawsuits of pedophile priests. So why can't the Catholic Church rebuild its own church? Why does everybody have to jump in and donate money?
That's an argument I don't get involved in, but I'll tell you, it is certainly a strong argument, and there's no question that the current events of certainly the last 25 years give the people who are Catholics and within the Catholic universe a tremendous amount of things to talk about amongst themselves. The Catholic faith and the Catholic Church are two different things, and a lot of people don't understand that. A lot of Catholics are terrified that the church is symbolic of and connected to the faith on a level that if you're against anything the church does, you're against the faith.
Go right to hell. Straight to hell.
But all big religion operates that way to one degree or another.
Right. Control. Politics.
Big religion is...
That's probably
like
heretical.
Big business, big government, big media, big anything.
Easter weekend, and so here we are blaspheming the church. Shame on you, Michael.
Well, I certainly didn't mean to do that.
I know. Well, I
just,
but it's okay.
and I also contradicted myself. I said that's an argument I'm not getting involved in, and then
I gave you
a whole rant on it. So, so much for restraint.
Let's find out who this week's guest is on the Harrison podcast in a moment here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. If you're bored with the dinner you had last night, and you're not looking forward to having dinner tonight, may I help you through that problem? Good news for people who love to eat good food. Martha Stewart, a name synonymous with quality, has come around with a new partnership. It's called Martha and Marley Spoon. And Martha's giving away 3 full-sized meals from the new meal kit delivery from their kitchen at Martha and Marley Spoon. They'll send you fresh ingredients right to your house, and this every day, every night, you can prepare a great meal in less than a half an hour of quality foods. This is the best way to cook a fulfilling meal, knowing that you're feeding your family something that's very good. Or if you're just feeding yourself. That's what I do. I feed myself, and this is something that I've become very excited about because the choices are so healthy and the food tastes so good. So the variety of dishes, something you can focus on, all kinds of classically creative meals. Use your imagination, use their cookbook, whatever you want. To be part of Martha's free taste test at Martha and Marley Spoon, all you have to do is text the word FORK, F-O-R-K, to 246-810. That's 246-810. Text FORK. You'll get 3 free meals, great food, sent straight to your door. Text that word FORK to 246-810. Yep, free meals, FORK, at 246-810. On the people list this week from Talkers, the top 10 items, or not items, but people, Tiger Woods comes in at number 10. Number 9, Lori Loughlin. Number 8, Bill Weld. I'd like to see him make some noise, wouldn't you? Very interesting politician. Ann Coulter. Number 7, I put her in the same category as the other people here. Maybe it sounds sexist and is not aimed at that. Ms. Omar. Ms. Ocasio-Cortez, Ms. Pelosi, 7, 6, and 5 on the list. Bernie Sanders, number 4. William Barr is at number 3. Robert Mueller is at number 2 on the list. And number 1 would be the President of the United States, Donald Trump, and whatever hot water he's in this week. It's always a show, isn't it, huh? And it is a show. This is Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Vivian Williams. Flaxseed isn't a grain, but a seed.
And when we think about seeds, seeds are very concentrated little packages full of nutrients.
Catherine Jaratsky says flaxseed is high in healthy fat, vitamins, and minerals. Plus,
flaxseeds are a great source of fiber. And fiber can be beneficial in helping reduce our overall cholesterol level.
Most Americans don't get enough fiber. Fiber is good for digestion, heart health, and
for people who have diabetes, it can be beneficial in helping regulate their blood glucose.
Zaratsky says you don't have to add a lot of flax to your diet to get the benefits. Try adding it to your smoothies.
You can start by adding a few teaspoons, maybe a tablespoon, just to see how you like it and if you like the taste and the texture without overdoing the calories is a good way to start.
For more information, talk with your health care provider or visit mayoclinic.org.
Would you like to leave a lasting impression? Studies have proven that a smile is a person's most unforgettable asset. I have the perfect risk-free solution that will have you on your way to a more confident you. Power Swabs, world's most advanced teeth whitening system, transforms your smile in as little as 5 minutes. Yep, 5 minutes. After only using Power Swabs once, I was instantly amazed by the results, and now I wouldn't use anything else. Power Swabs, super fast, easy, and approved by hygienists everywhere. Get Power Swabs at 800-208-1797. Use the DJV code to Southern Tier 50% off the retail price. Not available in stores. Just call 800-208-1797. Call now for your Power Swabs. Get the deal. 800-208-1797. Stories on the Talk Radio Countdown Show from number 10 to number 1, according to the work and the research done by the folks at Talkers Magazine, the NBA playoffs. What's basically the top action in sports talk radio always kind of filters in to the number 10 spot on the countdowns. Just every week it's different, as are the topics. So NBA playoffs, certainly a focus, and how the teams are doing in baseball. That's number 10. Number 9, a sports-related story, but I think it's much more than that. It's deeper than that. Tiger Woods reclaims his fame, his position. It's a great American story. That's number nine. The Game of Thrones. Not necessarily a great American story, but lots of people watching it. Number seven, the North Koreans testing weapons again. Number six, how the jobless claim numbers showed up this week. The college admission scandals, number five. The fire at Notre Dame Cathedral in Paris, number four. Presidential politics, number three. The border crisis, number two. And the Mueller report, number one. No surprise, this week on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Dum-dum-dum-dum. Dum-dum. Wait, Michael and I have our own conversation off the air.
Folks, we had to corral him. Then Kara and the behind the glass and me were going, Doug, we're on the air. And
let's go.
Ooh. Ooh, let me tell you what else I think about people I know.
We're on the air, dog.
We've been around too long. That's right.
No redos. We're live.
All right. The guest on the Harrison podcast this week is
Joe Madison, who is one of the top 10 on our Heavy 100. He is probably the most influential African-American radio talk show host in the country. And he was recently on that PBS show called Finding Your Roots. And we talk about some of the roots they found out about him. Very interesting. It's a good one. MHinterview.com. One of the better ones we've done in a long time. They're all pretty good, but this one's really good.
He calls himself the Black Eagle.
Yeah.
And has been involved. He's been in commercial and public radio, hasn't he?
I don't know if he's been in public radio. He's been in commercial radio. I know him for 30 years. We used to be on the same station together in Washington, D.C., at WRC for a while. And we got to know each other. We've been friends ever since. And he's a major player. He's with Sirius XM.
Yeah. Yeah, he certainly has made his mark, for sure. Another constituency, it's inclusive. Talk radio is nothing if it's not inclusive, because you can find almost every thought pattern, every experience represented, maybe not in the same degree, but that's what makes the fascination here on Talk Radio, News Talk Radio, as serious and strong as it is. Michael, thank you. Michael
Pleasure.
Harrison, thank you. Editor, publisher of Talkers Magazine, with our overview of News Talk Radio this week on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
SST Oil on Windham Lane in Reading, your source for specialty fuels and oils, including kerosene and low-sulfur fuel oil. They feature Toyotomi heating systems and on-demand water heaters. Save $100 on a new Toyotomi home water heater and ask about special savings for residents affected by the car fire. Locally owned SST Oil, supporting the community through summer fires and winter snows. Stay warm and cozy with Toyotomi and SST Oil. 241-1167. 241-1167.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
From the Pacific Justice Institute, this is The Legal Edge, defending your rights as a Christian, a parent, and a citizen. Here's Brad Dickus.
Pacific Justice Institute has once again defended and affirmed the constitutional right of a street evangelist to proclaim the gospel in a public location. You see, PJI's Washington State Attorney, Jorge Ramos, successfully defended this street preacher in Kennewick, Washington, who had been criminally charged with violating a noise ordinance. Our client's alleged crime? Proclaiming the gospel and defending life in front of a Planned Parenthood abortion mill. This is another big win for free speech because the judge threw out the case. Visit PJI.org and download our free guide to public preaching.
The Pacific Justice Institute provides legal representation to individuals without charge. Learn more at pacificjustice.org. That's pacificjustice.org.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Continuing now on our Talk Radio Countdown Show, I'm Doug Steffen here with Stephen J.J. Wiseman, our official legal expert. He was born to be a lawyer. As a matter of fact, when he was born, the day he was born, his mother said, guilty. And so he's been working that route ever since. He's a college prof at Bentley University in Boston. I love having him on here because he always adds, I've never, ever, ever asked him a question that he couldn't answer, and he wasn't right on top of it. So, from the legal point of view, the pressure.
You know, actually, a quick thing about what my mother said. My grandmother, apparently she couldn't pronounce the word lawyer. She used to say, that's my grandson, the liar. I'd say, no, that's lawyer. And she'd say, don't correct me.
Uh-huh. Right. We'll have none of that, please.
No.
All right, so this week, the number one issue, Mueller's report, legal ramifications of that. Nobody's going anywhere with this thing except talking about it, right? Even though there may be some.
No, actually quite the opposite.
Really?
And that's where I'm glad you asked about this because, you know, there's a lot of reporting. There's a lot of noise. But they're missing some key things, including, you know, of the many redacted pages. One of the reasons for the redacted pages and covered is because these deal with ongoing investigations. Not only that, the conclusion of Mueller in regard to obstruction of justice was that the president couldn't be charged due to an opinion of the Department of Justice of long standing that you cannot indict a sitting president for obstruction of justice charges. Mm-hmm. But they could be charged once out of office. And Mueller in the report says that he is assembling this record to preserve evidence because, quite frankly, besides the things of exposing a lot of lying by a lot of people, including the president, including Sarah Sanders and others, there really does seem to be sufficient evidence for obstruction of justice. If you want to find something positive in this report, and I was really thrilled, it was the number of people within the administration, like his lawyer McCann, who out and out said, no, I will not participate in obstruction of justice. I won't fire Mueller. I won't make phony charges that he's got a conflict of interest, and I'll resign. And people that refuse to do the bidding of the president in this case, he was off the rails. And I think this to say there was no collusion, there were 130 contacts with Russians, most of which, if not all of which, were lied about, and contacts with WikiLeaks that were lied about. Do they reach the level of conspiracy, which is the charge? There's no charge of collusion. No, they didn't, according to Mr. Mueller, and that's fine. But there is a lot here, and this is definitely not the end of it.
Well, I don't think it's the end of it, but where does it go, and what at the end of the day comes out of it that helps the country? That if you can't get rid of him as president, then after he gets out, so what? You know, he's done whatever he's going to do.
That's a great point.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. Number two on the countdown is the southern border crisis and the focus on sanctuary cities. Very interesting. Before the Notre Dame fire this week and the release of the Mueller report, that was the number one thing. Trump says, let's ship. Okay, you guys got a sanctuary city in your state? Here they come. At the same time, he's in court trying to get the whole concept of sanctuary cities tossed out. So where does this all land, Steve?
You know, it's a mess. You know, there is no question that the country needs some significant immigration or law reform.
Sure does. Yep.
And, you know, but building a wall is not going to do it. Actually, the biggest security, I talk about white collar crime, and our ports are really places where all kinds of bad things and attacks come in. So it takes Congress. And as
Mark Twain once said,
the opposite
of
progress is Congress.
Yeah, the trafficking stuff. Those people all come in on ships. They don't come in on airplanes. Yeah. The college admission scandal, a couple of seconds on that. Maybe a couple of people are going to jail for a couple of months. Is that about it?
Yeah, some people are going to go to jail, and there is some depth here, but it's much more complex legally than the press is making it.
Ah, what a surprise. The press is not accurate. My God, can you imagine? Stephen J.J. Wiseman here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Steffen Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Record.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts, with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find fine ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane of Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
JV.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. The number of foreign visitors were among the 200-plus people killed in Easter Sunday bombings in Sri Lanka. The blasts caught everybody off guard.
We moved back to this country after the war, actually, myself. I was living elsewhere, and in 2011, because this is a peaceful country, and now we are just totally surprised and dumbfounded. But we will come out of this, I'm confident. I hope so.
In the aftermath, Sri Lankan authorities blocking most social media services like Facebook and Instagram to curtail the spread of information and ease tensions until an investigation is complete. The Alaskan Earthquake Center reported a small earthquake hit the Prince William Sound region. The Fairbanks Base Center says a magnitude 3.0 earthquake struck around 11:48 Sunday morning, about 24 miles northwest of the town of Valdez, which has about 3,900 residents. The average price of regular grade gas surging 13 cents a gallon over the past 2 weeks.
If you feel like every time you fill up your car, the price of gas has increased.
The new average price of regular grade gasoline is $2.91. It is up 13 cents over 2 weeks. It's up 25 cents over the past month and 60 cents since early January.
Fuel price analyst Trilby Lundberg adds the hike is not just about the price of oil.
The transition to higher cost summer blend gasoline adds a few cents. And on top of that, we have had a number of different refinery issues around the country.
While drivers are paying around $4 a gallon in some parts of California, the lowest average is $2.45 in Baton Rouge. I'm Shelley Adler.
The Arizona House Thursday approved a cell phone use ban. The bill now heads to Republican Governor Doug Ducey's desk. He is expected to sign the legislation. News and analysis at townhall.com.
Relief Factor is made from high-quality fish oil and essential nutrients. Gives your body the help it needs to aid fighting recurring aches and pains. When life's aches and pains get you down, you need relief. Physicians made Relief Factor as an essential way to support the body's fight against aches and pains. It's a remarkable product. It has worked. I only endorse it because it helped my wife with her knee pain. I didn't even know she was taking it. Then when it was mentioned, she said, oh yeah, this stuff is like magic. Look, there are people who've told me they've postponed or delayed or simply negated surgery because of Relief Factor. That's how powerful it is. Go to www.relieffactor.com, that's relieffactor.com, or call 800-500-8384, that's 800-500-8384. This remarkable product is called Relief Factor, relieffactor.com.
Cuban officials are restricting the use of electricity.
The local Communist Party newspaper Invasor says that authorities across the island have been told to cut consumption to conserve fuel and avoid blackouts. So far, there haven't been reports of any widespread power outages. Cuba has suffered shortages of some basic foods in recent weeks as the government copes with reduced aid from Venezuela, the end of a medical services deal with Brazil, and poor performances in sectors including sugar and tourism. John Scott reporting.
Two teenagers who were arrested in the shooting death of a 29-year-old journalist in Northern Ireland have been released from police custody without being charged. Police let the 18- and 19-year-old men go Sunday night, appealing to anyone with information about whoever killed the journalist to please come forward. The woman was fatally shot during rioting Thursday night in the city of Londonderry. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. Waste Management is pushing into the eastern United States by paying $3 billion for its smaller rival, Advanced Disposal Services.
The country's largest collector of trash and recycling says it'll pay $33.15 per share for Advanced Disposal, a 22% premium for the stock. The Houston-based Waste Management has about 21 million customers. The deal will add more than 3 million residential and industrial customers, mostly in the eastern half of the U.S. where Advanced operates. Advanced Disposal Services is based in Pontevedra, Florida.
Correspondent Jeremy House reporting. The deal adds to Waste Management's existing collection and recycling centers. The deal is expected to close by the first quarter of next year. Sunday birthdays, Britain's Queen Elizabeth turned 93, actress, comedian, writer Elaine May, 87, singer and musician Iggy Pop turned 72. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than mainstream media soundbites.
We'll bring you experts on politics, national security, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join us every Sunday from noon until 2. We the People Radio here at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The Talk Radio Review on the air for the week of April 15th to the 19th. We're all here together, talk hosts from around the country to discuss the big issues of the week, according to the list published in Talkers Magazine at talkers.com. The top 10 stories, top 10 people. We'll probably spend a good deal of time on number one, and in order to do that, we have our cast ready, at the ready, ready to go. Our cast includes Jennifer Horn from the DJV program and the Morning Answer in Los Angeles. Victoria Jones is here from the DC Radio Company. Rick Jensen from WDEL in Wilmington, Delaware. John Harper from WMEL in Melbourne, Florida. And as they used to say on the Kate Smith program before, was discovered she was a racist old lady. And now, ladies and gentlemen, your announcer, Doug Steffen. All right. So did any of you hear that story? The story of Kate Smith? John, do you remember? You're probably the only one old enough with me to remember Kate Smith and her singing "The Moon Comes." Remember, come on, you had to have watched that show when you were a kid.
No,
like
I certainly do. I vaguely remember that. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. All right. Well, anyway, she apparently is a racist, and they've been playing her song in the seventh inning of New York Yankees games. For how long, Jennifer, did we hear earlier on? It was 30,
for a year, a decade, since
9/11. But apparently she has some things in her past that somebody uncovered, so no more is she going to be heard singing the national anthem. Or not
uh-oh.
The national anthem, but God Bless America. Yes, it is an uh-oh. All right, so let's dispense with the formalities. I don't usually go through the list anyway in order. We just kind of pick things and work our way through them. But certainly the number one issue, the number one item, the number one story, the number one topic this week is the Mueller report. That's on the top of the list. Some describe it as the ugly detail. Jennifer, how do you describe it? Let's start with you.
I think it was the inevitable, right? This was the culmination of the over two big years of investigation into the Trump campaign. And, you know, as much as there's been a media frenzy and circus around it, I don't know how much of it is really new if you really think it through. This investigation went 701 days from the time that it was ordered by the Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein and until the report was disseminated to the media and put online at the Department of Justice. You can go up there and read it. It's
I
want to
pay $10.50 and download it from Amazon.
Yeah, I don't know who would do that. Especially when you can get it for free, but okay.
What bookstore? Borders. Didn't Borders book you could get on your Kindle?
I think
I
Borders
you.
Is out of business now, aren't they?
Not Borders. Who was the other?
Barnes & Noble.
That's it. Yeah, Barnes & Noble.
They had the Nook. Yeah, that's right. So what we learned is that this report was done in two sections. The first was about conspiracy and collusion, and they talked a lot about Russian interference in our election, had a lot of information about how the Russians went about interfering in the election using social media platforms. They cleared any American of any wrongdoing or conspiring or colluding with Russia during 2016. That included the president. That was very good news for him. On to obstruction of justice, and I kind of keep going back to Alan Dershowitz, who I think is a very smart legal mind, and he said it is unfortunate that Robert Mueller didn't come to a conclusion either in the case to make a case of obstruction or to clear the president of obstruction, because what he did was offer a bunch of loose ends saying here are 10 instances, most of them we had heard about in reports by the media throughout this investigation, but here are 10 instances when the president could have obstructed justice. There really wasn't a crime here. We don't know if he did obstruct justice. We'll let it leave it up for Congress to decide. And now because you have Democrats leading the House, that means that Congress is going to do everything they can to try to use this report to work against the president, especially going into an election year. So they will question Robert Mueller. They will no doubt question more people that were brought into this report. They want to see a full version of the report. They don't want those redactions in there anymore. They'll talk to William Barr about that on May 1st and 2nd when he appears before Congress to explain how he redacted the report and his role in all of this. So it's now onto political fallout. And you hear the media, you hear Democrats, you hear Republicans, you hear the president, everybody's spinning to try to push this report in their favor. And I think really at the kind of the core of this, good news, we should all be celebrating, no conspiracy, no collusion. Obviously, we know this president probably has a short temper. He was accused of something. He was accused of treason, which is punishable by the death penalty. And he was mad. He was trying to get this investigation to stop. He thought it would take down his presidency. And he did some dumb things. He said some dumb things. But there was no action
like
taken to prove. Right. There was no action taken to prove that there was real obstruction. So I think legally the president is clear, but certainly this will continue in politics. What's the appetite of the American people for this? And does it go back and backfire on Democrats for doubling down and continuing investigations? That'll be one of the storylines. We're also going to learn how this investigation was started, which could be troublesome for the last administration and the Department of Justice, which at least looks to be, in my opinion, weaponized about political to their political opponents.
I want the business of my country to continue, get done. Get off your butts and stop this nonsense. Get to work and do the business of the country. This is not the business of the country. This is the business of gossip mongers, the business of political honchos. And I'm wondering, though, Victoria, from your point of view, your perch at the D.C. radio company, is it floating around some of the stuff that's been redacted? That's got to be in the gossip wind already. Is it some of the things that were redacted? Do you hear anything about that?
Well, I think some of the things that were redacted have to do with the counterintelligence investigation. Some of them have to do with not bringing people who were peripherally involved into the investigation, sources and methods, things like that. So that's obviously of interest to people. And, you know, those things that are redacted are always interesting, aren't they? Because they're redacted.
Of course. Yeah, right.
So people want to know. Mueller did say that President Trump's written answers were inadequate. So, you know, that's one of the reasons he wasn't able to come to a conclusion.
He's not a good writer.
He also kept saying that he didn't recall and that he didn't remember. But he did say that if we had confidence after a thorough investigation of the facts that the president clearly did not commit obstruction of justice, we would so state. Based on the facts and the applicable legal standards, however, we're unable to reach that judgment. The evidence we obtained about the president's actions and intent presents difficult issues that prevent us from conclusively determining that no criminal conduct occurred. And Mueller also went into it very clearly with the determining standard of the Justice Department, which is that you cannot indict a sitting president. So he wasn't going to indict the president while he's a sitting president. So that's a very important piece of this. I think another very important piece of this is that there were numerous instances in which Trump tried to influence the inquiry. And what's interesting that came out is how many times his aides refused to carry out orders. But I think what's interesting is something that is not being talked about yet, and I hope it will be, which is, Bloomberg's reporting on this, and I think others will. Facebook is mentioned 81 times. Twitter gets 71 mentions. Google only gets 6 mentions. And this is about the use of social media by the Russians in influencing the election, not attempting to influence the election, but in influencing the election. And I think the question now is, are social media companies in the U.S. prepared for the next election? And I think the answer is no. And what is going to be done to prepare both the United States, both our electoral systems and social media companies for the next election? And I don't hear that being talked about in any kind of serious way. No. And I think that is the business of the United States.
Yeah, I do too. I agree with you on that one. All right, we'll continue comments from Rick Jensen and John Harper coming up here on the Talk Radio Review. Right now, I want to advise you, those of you who listen with intent to this program or other programs that I'm involved in, you've heard me talk a lot about Calitrin, which in my mind is the healthiest choice for weight loss because I've used it and have been very successful. But not only that, around the country, people who are really interested in the right choice for the right reason. This is all about your health and well-being. Yes, it's important to have a good handle on your weight, and if you're too heavy, you want to lose it. But don't you want to keep it off as well? And that's what Calitrin does. The only program that is simple, easy to administer, inexpensive, and doesn't involve crash diets, doesn't involve operations, no drugs, no stimulants. It's the all-natural, healthy way, and that's why I talk about it, because that's my focus when it comes to advertising things that are important to our health. It's good for you to lose the weight. It's good for you to do it in a natural way. Calitrin, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N, is proven to help you with weight loss and joint pain, things like that. This is natural, no side effects whatsoever. You take it for about 6 months, and that's the deal here. Main ingredient, collagen. It helps your body to reproduce and get back on the bandwagon because your body stopped producing collagen when you were in your late 20s. Now you stimulate it by the number one ingredient in Calitrin being collagen. makes for better joint usage because there's this, the collagen supports your joints. Need to have them strong. And if you have arthritis, this will be good at disseminating that. Acid reflux, all of that. You got to take it consistently every night before you go to bed. And then it does its work while you are asleep. And so, as I said, the best way to do it is stay on the program for 6 months. And the deal this week, Easter week, at toploss.com, that's their website, toploss.com, use the code DJV and get 6 months for the price of three. Yep, you buy three bottles, a 90-day supply, and you get the second three bottles, another 3 months free. Use the DJV code. That offer has been extended for another week after Easter. So take advantage of this special deal. The best way to lose weight is with Calitrin. Find it now at toploss.com. Get the best deal by checking the box for DJV.
The Top Radio Countdown.
Calitrin has become the healthiest product in America for losing weight. Also great for your energy, your joints. It's a fabulous product. Been around for 20-some-odd years. It's an all-natural drug and stimulant-free way to lose weight. Calitrin's essential active ingredient is collagen protein, which has proven to promote healthy lean muscle and weight loss together. Unlike other products that you take a number of times a day, you take once a day at nighttime Calitrin. It won't give you jitters, keep you awake, or cause an upset stomach like some of the other unhealthy products around to lose weight. Go to toploss.com for your 90-day supply today. Get another 90 days free. Two, for the price of one plus free shipping, use the promo code DJV at toploss.com. Get the great deal and lose the weight. Be successful. Toploss.com for Calitrin. Make sure you use the promo code DJV.
Our coffee and red wine leaving your teeth stained. We can see you out there in your selfies. Well, we have the perfect risk-free solution for you here on the DJV show to make you more confident in your smiles. Power Swabs is the world's most advanced teeth whitening system that transforms your smile in as little as 5 minutes. That's right, just 5 minutes. Now, having a bright white smile is still really important, and after only using Power Swabs once, I was instantly amazed by the results. I don't even think twice now about cracking a smile and taking a selfie. Why give up on your coffee or wine when you can transform your smile in as little as 5 minutes? Power Swabs are super fast. They're easy and hygienist approved. You just snap, swab, and smile. It's really that simple. Get Power Swabs today. This exclusive offer is not available online or in store, so call now for your Power Swabs offer today. 800-208-1797. Again, 800-208-1797. Call now for your Power Swabs today at 800-208-1797.
For over 45 years, Clyde's Home Entertainment is the place people turn to for locally owned expert advice on electronics that turn your home into a theater. Clyde's goes the extra mile for their customers. They have a huge selection of audio and video accessories and equipment. Whether it's the latest 4K television or a hard-to-find accessory, Clyde's is the place for all your home electronic needs. Clyde's is a full-service dealer for Samsung, Klipsch, Yamaha, LG, and more. They offer full-service Dish Network. Be sure to ask about the current monthly specials. The original, and still the best, Clyde's Enterprises, 1250 Hartnell and Reading. They have it all. 221-4144. That's 221-4144. Clyde's.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment in business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
It's 23 after the hour. I don't know how to get my way. I'm moving right along. Victoria and I are having a little discussion about Game of Thrones, which is number 8 item. We'll get to that later on in this hour, number 8 on the countdown. Number 1, the Mueller report. Let's get it. Get the juices out of everybody before we move into some of the other areas of concern. Rick Jensen from DEL in Wilmington, Delaware. What did your audience think? How did you engage your audience once the report came out? How much time did you spend on it, and what was there any conclusion, any agreement, any of that stuff?
Some people have actually gone over some of it. It was in the afternoon, the day it was released. So we just had a little bit of information. Was it meeting people's expectations and their hopes and their dreams? You said earlier, Doug, wisely, that Congress needs to get over this, stop messing with it, get to the work of running the country. And I would say this is the business of the Democrats to win 2020. It's also the business of cable news to try to improve their ratings by prosecuting Trump, wherein the professional prosecutors would not do it. And Jennifer laid this out very, very well at the very, very beginning about all of these accusations and the evidence, which the prosecutor said did not rise to the level of actual criminal activity, something they could prosecute. At CNN, I'm watching them, and they're saying, oh, yeah, they could prosecute this. And they went through the whole list of how to prosecute this. I just think this is easily predictable. We all predicted this stuff was going to happen. And I'm more interested in what's happening here in little old Delaware, because that has more to do with our lives than this does. Yeah. I don't think it's going to do anything except create narratives for the election. Does anybody disagree?
John, let's let you take it from your prospect. You're in South Florida, east side of Florida. What's the buzz there about this? Because Florida's more of a supportive state in general toward Trump. So what are the folks that you're around thinking and saying?
Well, the buzz around here, Doug, and everybody else, is the fact that while everybody is saying this doesn't really prove anything, at the same time, it does indicate, I think, and from what we're hearing, there definitely is a Russian connection. Apparently, the Russians did tamper, from what we're finding out here in Florida, with some of the counties and their ballot boxes, or their electronic voting machines, I should say. And apparently that has now been proven, and that is going to be a big issue coming up here for the next general election as well. So when Trump says he believed Putin over our government officials and our intelligence, that's raising a big flag, and that's not settling too well with a lot of people. Also having the Attorney General, the U.S. Attorney General, act more as a defense attorney for Trump, that's kind of troublesome to a lot of people. But overall, I don't think this is changing the way in which anybody feels, one way or the other, and we need to get over this, and if not, it's going to be haunting us for the next 2 years. However, with that being said, I go back to the Russians, and apparently there was direct connection with the Russians and the last presidential election, and some type of tampering with the electronic ballot boxes, and there's talk about how are we going to prevent this.
Well, that would be my question. I would think that people down there would be more interested in how they can keep the Russians from messing. It's the most direct example in our country, anyway, of them messing with it. I think that's what came out in part of this. And for me, it's a significant part. I don't think there's much else in this thing that is very significant. But how they meddled in an election in a couple of counties in Florida, I think that's big stuff, frankly.
Yeah, in Palm Beach County. Yeah.
Yeah, right, exactly. I thought there was one other county, too, besides Palm Beach, that was affected by them. But the point is, how do they do it, and how do you stop them? I think that is something moving forward that is important, John. John Harper from WMEL, Rick Jensen, WDEL, Victoria Jones from the D.C. Radio Company. I'm Doug Steffen, 28 after the hour. Calitrin, the best way for you to lose weight. I can speak from experience because I'm on it. The ingredients in Calitrin are so healthy. The active ingredient is collagen protein. So maybe you give us a little insight into the chemistry here of how this collagen protein that we were talking about works to help us lose weight.
Well, it uses that collagen protein to help heal and rebuild tissue, and that's in everywhere from your joints to your muscles. And when it goes to your muscles, it revs up your metabolism. You know, when you're rebuilding that lean muscle tissue, you burn off those fats and sugars more efficiently. When you give it time to work, you're going to see the inches come off and then the pounds come off.
Here's what you do. In order to get this, there's a great special deal on right now and a free shipping combo with the promo code DJV. Go to toploss.com for your Calitrin. Use the code DJV. Again, Calitrin at toploss.com.
Are you getting bored with all of your dinner options? Maybe you can't take another night of unhealthy fast food or ordering in. Well, I have got good news for you. Martha Stewart is doing a free taste test. She's giving away three full-size meals from her new meal kit delivery service, Martha and Marley Spoon. Martha and Marley Spoon will send fresh, pre-portioned ingredients straight to your door, making it easier than ever to cook a healthy, fulfilling meal in the comfort of your own home. As most of you know, I'm an advocate of fresh food and healthy choices. There are over 18,000 recipes to choose from, and the menus feature a variety of dishes, ranging from classic to creative. You'll be eating in just 30 minutes. To be part of Martha's free taste test and to receive your three free meals, be one of the first 100 people to text the word fork to 246-810. Get great food sent straight to your door. Text the word fork to 246-810. Get your free meals today. Text the word fork to 246-810.
It takes honor, it takes courage, it takes commitment to serve in our armed forces and sacrifice for our freedom. Hi, I'm Rob Burrows from the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center, reminding you how we can honor those sacrifices of our men and women. Come join us for the Northern California Veterans Museum annual dinner, banquet, and auction, Saturday, April 27th at the Veterans Event Center, 3210 West Center Street in Anderson. Enjoy a banquet dinner prepared by BC Stone Age Barbecue. Lots of drawings and auction items, including several firearms. All proceeds go straight to the funding of the Northern California Veterans Museum building project. For tickets and information, call 378-2280. That's 378-2280. Keep the date, Saturday, April 27th. We look forward to a great evening with you. Again, call 378-2280.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
Learn more about our shows and hosts. Check us out online at kcnr1460.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The Talk Radio Review now on the air. We spent the first half hour of the hour talking about the number one story this week, the Mueller Report. And as you might imagine, the top three names on the people list from Talkers Magazine that you can find again, as I say, every week, published at talkers.com. William Barr is three. Robert Mueller is two. Donald Trump is one. From number 10 to number one, see how far we can get here. Some of the other stories, the NBA playoffs, Major League Baseball. I think the biggest story in sports is Gronk denting the trophy. Yeah. And Bridget Moynihan in her tell-all book about her relationship with Tom Brady. That seems to have the gossip mongers all worked up.
Oh, you don't know?
You didn't know about that book?
I've been sick in bed, but in Europe. But are there details?
Yes, there are explicit details. Yes,
right. Really?
Yep.
So you can you tell anything on the air, or are they so explicit that you cannot?
You accused me about 10 minutes ago of being a spoiler, and you threatened me.
I did.
If I told you anything about the Game of Thrones, which is number 8 this week, so why would I take it any differently when, if I were going to expose something that other people might not want to hear about?
You're such a tease. You're such a tease.
What's the headline on it, Doug? What is the headline?
Bridget Moynihan. Still hasn't got. She hasn't gotten over Brady. I think that's kind of what you read between the lines. That would be the way
I'd... thing. That's sad.
All right.
Number
nine.
Number
nine is Tiger. Tiger Woods is number one. Number nine.
Something.
Isn't that more a story of redemption than anything else?
Yeah. Redemption and the proof that you can come back
from
and
the dead.
This is a comeback from the dead, Lazarus. This was amazing. This was so thrilling. So thrilling.
Doesn't it also play into it? Americans, we love to see those who have risen to the top be brought down, and those who are underdogs rise again. This also brought a lot of stories from my listeners about times when people told them, you're a failure. You'll never be any good at what you want to do, which is what sportscasters were saying about Tiger for 10 years. He's done. He should quit. And I had great stories from listeners talking about times when people said, you'll never be successful, and they were. That was fun.
I was watching this in England, and it was exactly the same thing. It was the comeback. It was you'll never be any good again. You're done. You're finished. And that was the narrative. It was that yes, you can be. Yes, you can come back from nothing. And it's the same thing. Root for the underdog. Always root for the underdog. And it was absolutely thrilling.
Victoria Jones here from the D.C. Radio Company. John Harper, WMEL in Florida. Rick Jensen from WDEL. John, this is something that I think plays as well, if not better, in Florida than it may anywhere else. Yes?
It certainly does. It has really, really hit a lot of listeners down here with many of the comments that Victoria just had. I think it proves that no matter what age you are, you can always make a comeback. It seems like Americans and people throughout the world love an underdog. They love a great comeback story, and this has all of the elements to make a terrific tell-all book, movie, whatever, of a great comeback, and that he certainly has done.
My takeaway is his girlfriend is pretty short. So let's keep moving
on. Yeah, she is. Yeah.
Number 8, the aforementioned Game of Thrones season debut. We were, Victoria and I and a group of other people, we should bring Jensen and Harper with us the next time we go on one of these trips, Victoria.
Yeah.
The mastery of the Game of Thrones and how they have completely, through their public relations machine, captivated the audience, whether it was an audience that was faithful. But 16 million people watched this in the first hour last Sunday, and through the course of the week, I've been told that as many as a billion people around the world watched this damn thing.
Wow.
Yeah.
And all it is, a bunch of dragons eating up people and zombies and all of that stuff.
There are no zombies. There aren't zombies.
Yes, there are. There are zombies.
They are white walkers. They're not zombies.
Oh, I see. Okay.
If you don't mind, that's something. No. It was very complicated for me because I couldn't watch it on Sunday night, and so Monday. Monday I traveled from Ireland to England, and normally what I would do when I'm traveling, you know, you're stuck in the airport or you've just arrived at your destination, think, oh, I'll go online, see what the news is, you know, we're in the news business. And it was like, no, I can't. And I certainly can't go on to BuzzFeed because BuzzFeed News is very good. I can't go on CNN. I can't go into my email. I can't do anything. I had to have a news-free
Victoria,
day.
Get a life, will you, for God's sakes? Get a life.
I can't. I have no life.
Good Lord. All right, speaking of somebody who has no life, that fat little crapper in North Korea, number seven, he's waving his little wand around again, threatening to test something. So do we just squeeze him a little bit more and more sanctions? What do we do? Rick, what's your thought on
that? You're talking about Little Un? The Little
Un. I'm talking about,
The Little Un. It's saber-rattling. Look, he has failed to develop any sort of peace plan with the United States. His people know about it, and so he has to, you know, rattle the saber and test a weapon that is short in range and long in message only for his people. I don't think that it's anything other than what he's always done.
Mm-hmm. Anybody else got anything worth anything, or we all think the same on it on this level?
Well, I think it's a sort of a combo player. I think what was quite funny about it was him saying that he'll deal with people. He's not going to deal with Pompeo anymore, and the language he used. That was quite funny. It was really quite funny. His talks with Trump fell down. But what he wants to do is he wants to deal with Trump. He thinks he can get a deal with Trump because he thinks he can talk around Trump if he's dealing with him one-on-one. But also, he actually, and, you know, he is a complete authoritarian dictator, but he took a 65-hour train ride to the last summit, and that was reported on in North Korea, and he came back with zilch. And so for the first time, he didn't look good in his own country. And so this, you know, he lost face. And so he does have to start ramping things up a bit. So you're absolutely right. This is, he's got to start doing something. And apparently it was not a nuclear, you know, not a nuclear test. But I think we are going to start to see some tickling of the United States to try and get a reaction.
I just wonder.
I think Victoria is right. And I'm just surprised that China did not have any more influence or any influence on him from what we can tell. So I'm kind of surprised about that. But, Victoria, I think you're absolutely right when he has to do something to save face with his people because he ended up empty-handed after that last summit.
Yeah, he looked the same when he came back as he did when he left. A short, fat little guy, chain-smoking, overweight little crapper, who's got a bad haircut. That's, I think, what we take away from him and all of his nonsense. Number six, the jobless claims. This, for me, I'll make quick work of this. For me, this is the number one issue of the election, the campaign. And if the numbers continue to be where they are or even get better between now and 2020, you're going to have a hard time beating Trump because he'll hammer these home. He'll hammer the economy. The jobless claims, the number of people who are unemployed gone down to under three, well, it's a 3%. Whatever the number is, it's always twice what the number is because these are only people who are reporting or trying to claim money, but there are another equal number that are, you know, been through the benefits and they're done. But still, it's a number that bodes well. The stock market was good this past week, continues to be high. So, you know, all this other nonsense is just that. It becomes complete nonsense. All it does is, as I think Rick said or John said, gets this continuing negative focus by CNN, which is, I mean, you expect it from MSNBC, and you now do expect it from CNN. It's so trite. But yet they use it and sell their numbers to the advertisers, and that's really what it's all about. The bottom line is, how much money can we make following this course of action? 44 after the hour on the Talk Radio Review. Let me help you if you had a bad night's rest. If you didn't sleep well last night, you probably got lousy pillows, got a lousy mattress, lousy sheets, lousy mattress topper. All those things are lousy. So how about we fix all of them in one visit to MyPillow.com, where you can not only get the best mattress, the best mattress topper, the best pillows, but the best sheets. Those of you who love those the thickly stitched percale sheets, cotton sheets, now let's get to MyPillow.com, order your Giza sheets today, and receive 30% off the price using the DJV code, free shipping as well. That's right, free shipping and 30% off. These are brand new sheets. This is a brand new product. Go to MyPillow.com, use the promo code DJV for the best deal on the sheets and everything else. Again, the code that's necessary is DJV at MyPillow.com. Stories on the Talk Radio Countdown Show from number 10 to number 1. According to the work and the research done by the folks at Talkers Magazine, the NBA playoffs, what's basically the top action in sports talk radio always kind of filters in to the number 10 spot on the countdowns. Just every week it's different, as are the topics. So NBA playoffs, certainly a focus, and how the teams are doing in baseball. That's number 10. Number 9, a sports-related story, but I think it's much more than that. It's deeper than that. Tiger Woods reclaims his fame, his position. It's a great American story. That's number 9. The Game of Thrones, not necessarily a great American story, but lots of people watching it. Number 7, the North Koreans testing weapons again. Number 6, how the jobless claim numbers showed up this week. The college admission scandals, number 5. The fire at Notre Dame Cathedral in Paris, number 4. Presidential politics, number 3. The border crisis, number 2. And the Mueller report, number 1. No surprise, this week on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Exercising, making smart food choices, and getting enough sleep are all ways to take care of your body every single day as you age. Now there is an easy way to help take care of your brain, too, by adding Prevagen, a proven brain health supplement, to your daily routine. In a clinical trial, taking one Prevagen a day has been shown to improve short-term memory. Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Are you constantly waking up having to fix your sheets because your fitted sheet is so unfitted? Do your sheets keep you hot at night? I've been there, you've been there, we've all been there. But not anymore, not thanks to my MyPillow Giza cotton sheets. I'm getting a full night's rest without the pain of having to fix my sheets. Giza cotton sheets by MyPillow, made with the world's best cotton, called Giza. Grown only on a small area near the Mediterranean Sea, it's cotton super smooth and breathable, extremely durable, made with deep pockets that will fit over any bed. And just like those MyPillows we love so much, our Giza sheets are 100% machine washable, dryable cotton, super duper. Go to MyPillow.com, order your Giza sheets today, get 30% off and free shipping when you use the promo code DJV. That's right, free shipping at MyPillow.com, promo code DJV. Get yours today at MyPillow.com.
If you are behind on your bills, then this message is for you. How would you like to have a large portion of your credit card debt or medical bills forgiven? National Credit Card Relief would like to give you free information on a proven debt forgiveness program. It's not bankruptcy. It's not consolidation. This special program actually wipes clean the portion of your debt that is forgiven. Call for your free forgiveness information now. 800-291-6670. That's 800-291-6670. Don't wait. Call 800-291-6670. Not available in North Dakota.
On the the people list this week from Talkers, the top 10 items, or not items, but people. Tiger Woods comes in at number 10. Number 9, Lori Loughlin. Number 8, Bill Weld. I'd like to see him make some noise, wouldn't you? A very interesting politician. Ann Coulter. Number 7, I put her in the same category as the other people here. Maybe it sounds sexist and is not aimed at that. Ms. Omar. Ms. Ocasio-Cortez, Ms. Pelosi, 7, 6, and 5 on the list. Bernie Sanders, number 4. William Barr is at number 3. Robert Mueller is at number 2 on the list. And number 1 would be the President of the United States, Donald Trump, and whatever hot water he's in this week. It's always a show, isn't it, huh? And it is a show. This is Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen. Because most of talk radio is political, let's spend the last couple of minutes here with our panel, Victoria Jones, John Harper, Rick Jensen. Thanks to all of you, by the way, for being here. The number 3 item this week, because the 5 is the admission scandal. There's nothing new there. Notre Dame, that fire. There is something to be talked about there, but it's not a conspiracy. The fire started with too many people using off the same electrical box, and it overheated, and bingo, bango, that was the end of that. The presidential politics item number 3, it seems to me that there's a certain amount of desperation that I feel and sense. I don't feel anything from the Republicans because I don't see them really supporting Trump one way. I mean, they're going to vote for him, but I don't feel a groundswell of, yeah, here's our president. He's been vindicated. All I hear is Adam Schiff and his baloney. I don't even hear much from Nancy Pelosi, frankly, because she knows that this is something that they're not going to be able to win on, so let's keep moving. But Schiff, my God, he's like a one-note samba, bang, 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 bang. What the hell does he think he's going to get out of it, and how is he representing his constituents? Thoughts, Victoria? We got a minute.
He feels he has something. He's the Intelligence Committee. He has access to information we don't have. So he feels he has something. We may never know what he has. That's the thing. He has intelligence. So what's the point? But the Democrats are so disunited that they may just give Trump a win anyway.
Rick Jensen, what are your listeners thinking?
I think that he's going for re-election. His district loves him, and that's what he's going for.
That's it. All right, John Harper. What are you, anybody talking about this down in Florida with any? Go ahead.
Bottom line is Pelosi for once is showing some intelligence and putting up a caution flag of not pursuing this further. So I think that's good advice on her part. Whether or not the Democrats take it remains to be seen.
Yeah, you pursue this at your own peril, it would seem to me, at this point. John Harper from WMEL, thank you. Rick Jensen, WDEL, and Wilmington, thank you. Victoria Jones from DC Radio Company. Get better fast, 10 before the hour on the Talk Radio Review. I'm Doug Steffen.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Alan Gordon, Coach Master Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank. consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Five hot hits from the world of technology now. Our focus here at 53 after the hour. I'm Doug Steffen with a spoiler. The number one story this week has to do with Game of Thrones. Okay?
You've been dying to give a spoiler for a show that you don't watch.
That's true. All right, so Victoria Keith is going to go through from number five to number one, and we start with the Amazonians at number five.
Yep, Amazon is reportedly in talks to offer a free ad-supported tier of its music service. Now, we don't have specific details when this will launch, or if it will be like a radio type of thing, or if it'll be on demand, but the new free service will emphasize Amazon as a direct competitor to Spotify, which leads the market. Amazon plans to promote the new option through its Echo speaker, so you'll probably be hearing ads for that soon. And music is, even though we don't think of music and Amazon together, it's actually a pretty big part of their business. Last year, a rep said that Amazon Music has tens of millions of active subscribers. If you're a Prime member, then you get access to a select catalog of music that's free, and then you can also upgrade your subscription from $3.99 to $9.99, depending on the number of devices that you have. And despite Amazon's music growth, the category is still a loss leader for Amazon, but it can actually afford to subsidize the cost because it has so many other profitabilities in, various areas that they kept getting into, taking over Barnes & Noble bookstores, and they have Amazon books now and all kinds of stuff. So, but the bottom line is, if you are a Prime member, you can start listening to some of the Amazon music free.
All right, number four is a focus on a certain type of binge watching.
Yeah, and according to a new study published in the Journal of Science Advances, watching too much coverage of domestic terrorism can cause people to develop symptoms of PTSD, and that's post-traumatic stress disorder. The symptoms, in turn, can actually cause people to seek out even more upsetting coverage in the future. So it creates a cycle that's pretty hard to break. University of California at Irvine, psychologists spent 3 years collecting data from over 4,000 residents. This began with the Boston Marathon bombings in 2013. So many people followed that story relentlessly, whether it was on social media. I remember following it myself on Twitter, on the police scanners, and that's really kind of what started it. Then the next incident that they studied was the 2016 Orlando nightclub shooting. And people who watched that coverage, binge-watching that coverage, actually had more PTSD symptoms than people who were even at the incident. So it's just very basically the study says you have to really keep you've got to keep a lid on how much stuff you watch when it's bad news, because it can really have long-term effects.
Yep. All right, number three this week on our countdown to the number one story in terms of viability in the content department has sort of a focus on Hulu.
Well, Hulu might look very different a year from now, and that's because AT&T sold its 10% stake in Hulu back to Hulu for $1.43 billion. And so what that means is now that AT&T has been part of the Warner Media, which was Time Warner and AT&T, the big merger, AT&T is probably going to pull all the properties that they own, like TBS and TNT and other networks, and they're probably just going to have their own streaming service. Now, this is bad news for Hulu watchers, because Hulu is the only streaming platform that really allows you to watch a lot of different shows from various networks. And the bad news really that's coming down the road, and as far as I see it, is Hulu's going to end up being just a big Disney property. Right now, Disney owns 66% of it. So it's probably going to get lumped into
ABC
the new
shows.
Disney Plus. Mm. Yep. And so there's there won't be as much variety. So if you're watching old shows, finish watching them now, because they may not exist on Hulu for much longer.
All right, number two is a continuing focus on Disney.
Yep, Disney Plus announced their big streaming service this week for $7 a month, or $69 for the whole year. This will start November 12th. You're going to get all of the Star Wars movies. There are new series that are based on Star Wars. There are so many movies that are going to be part of this streaming service. Tons of kids stuff, 7,500 episodes of Disney TV shows, including all of Hannah Montana. And this is going to be, I think, a direct hit to Netflix. This is going to be a really, really big challenge, and Netflix is going to have to come up with a lot of original content to keep people there as opposed to having them, you know, just migrate over to Disney Plus.
All right, and cheerfully, I give you the number one story about Game of Thrones. Hoo-ha.
Yeah, Game of Thrones was the big story this week. They returned to HBO for the season 8 premiere, which is also the final season. And the bad news for HBO is that 55 million pirated views of illegal streams, downloads, and torrents happened in the first 24 hours. 17.5 million viewers watched it on HBO. But then think about it. That's a lot of free pirating video happening. So HBO is going to have to crack down on that.
Enjoy the simple things in life, folks. It's 59 past the hour. Victoria Keelan, Doug Steffen here.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Steffen Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
When you're looking to add a pet to your family, Haven Humane Society is the place to start. Hi, this is Mark from Haven to tell you that shelter pets make the best pets. With kittens, puppies, dogs, cats, bunnies, guinea pigs, hamsters, snakes, birds, and more, Haven has a pet that's the right fit for your family. We also provide education, training, spaying and neutering, dog licensing, and so much more. If you're looking for a way to help, our amazing volunteers have fun with the animals while helping us to save lives. For more information, call 241-1653 or visit havenhumane.org. Like us on Facebook and follow our progress as we work towards a day with no more homeless pets in the North State.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
Of 270. Either way, there are still some American casualties.
It seems like they were coordinated in some way. They all seem to happen within a relatively short space of time, and not just in the commercial capital, Colombo, but also to a city slightly further north of Colombo and also to the east of the country.
BBC correspondent Caroline Rigby. No one's claimed responsibility for the attacks yet, although several people have been arrested. It's the worst bout of violence in Sri Lanka since the South Asian country's bloody civil war ended a decade ago. Meanwhile, here at home, New York City police implementing tighter security measures in the wake of those attacks. Senate Republicans and Democrats are working together on a bill to honor minority service members overlooked for honors in World War I. Bob Agnew reports.
No African Americans were awarded the Medal of Honor during the war or its immediate aftermath, even though some 40,000 served in its trenches. Only two ever were honored posthumously. The bipartisan bill would establish a Valor Medals Review Task Force designed to, quote, review the service of certain members of the armed forces during World War I to determine if such members should be awarded the Medal of Honor. June 28th marks 100 years since the war came to a close in 1919 with the Treaty of Versailles. Bob Agnew reporting.
President Trump's lawyer, Rudy Giuliani, says the Trump campaign's effort to get political help from people tied to the Russian government may have been ill-advised but was not illegal. Giuliani's assertion during appearances on Sunday news shows followed the release this past week of a redacted version of the special counsel's probe into Russia's efforts to influence the 2016 election. News and analysis at townhall.com.
All right, here's the great selling point of Relief Factor. Well, actually, the greatest selling point is that it works for the great majority of people who use it. But the big selling factor is really this. You can get all the pain relief benefits of Relief Factor without the negative side effects of ibuprofen. A couple of years ago, with great sciatic pain. I would take ibuprofen a lot, and it helped, but the side effects were so awful after a while that I just had to discontinue use. But that's not the problem with Relief Factor. So that's huge. So if you've been using any form of ibuprofen, now you don't have to with Relief Factor. Go to relieffactor.com, check out the pricing, and please give it a try because pain is pretty awful. Or call 800-500-8384. That's relieffactor.com.
Waste Management is pushing into the eastern U.S. by paying $3 billion for its smaller rival, Advanced Disposal Services.
The country's largest collector of trash and recycling says it'll pay $33.15 per share for Advanced Disposal, a 22% premium for the stock. The Houston-based Waste Management has about 21 million customers. The deal will add more than 3 million residential and industrial customers, mostly in the eastern half of the U.S. where Advanced operates. Advanced Disposal Services is based in Pontevedra, Florida.
Correspondent Jeremy House. A company that provides billing and other services to doctors and hospitals across the U.S. says a breach exposed personal data, including Social Security numbers and clinical information about some patients. Dallas-based MCARE did not say how many people's information was exposed. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. Family physician Dr. Charles Snyderman summarizes health effects of religion and spirituality.
Numerous epidemiologic studies of religious or spiritual practice find an effect on overall health and longevity as beneficial as other known determinants of good health, such as increased consumption of fruits and vegetables, cholesterol control, and higher socioeconomic status. Wishing you blessings, this is Charles Snyderman in Virginia.
You may have noticed, but prices at the pump have really jumped over the past 2 weeks, 13 cents to an average of $2.91 a gallon. That, according to fuel analyst Trilby Lundberg, says one of the reasons for the spike is an increase in crude oil costs. Gas increased 25 cents over the past month, 60 cents over the past 14 weeks. Highest average, $4.04 a gallon in San Francisco, the lowest, $2.45 in Baton Rouge. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstrom.
Hello, this is America's Healthcare Advocate with your healthcare tip of the day. The most health-promoting type of fat that you can eat is composed of omega-3 fatty acids. They reduce your risk of breast cancer.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Kunda for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than mainstream media soundbites.
We'll bring you experts on politics, national security, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join us every Sunday from noon until 2. We the People Radio here at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, now on Sundays, 10 to noon.
Come.
Hey, folks, up first this time around the second half of an episode of the Jack Benny Program. Then we offer up a powerful World War II story on a quality program known as Words at War. At the end of our previous show, Jack was celebrating announcer Don Wilson's 16th year in radio, but also dealing with a sick pet. You see, as we resume, Rochester, as voiced by Eddie Anderson, has just broken the following news to his employer. Carmichael the Polar Bear has a cold. Oh yeah, some of the cast are also seeking a pay raise. This busy episode is from March 12, 1939.
Well, look, Rochester, there's a mustard plaster in the cabinet, so you better put it on his chest. That'll help.
On his chest? What about all that fur?
Well, naturally, you'll have to shave the fur off.
Boss, if I ever get that close to him with a razor, I'm going to get even.
Rochester, don't you dare lay a hand on him.
Not if I want it back.
I'll come home right away and take care of Carmichael myself. In the meantime, put him to bed. So long.
So long.
Well, what's so funny?
Wasn't it silly of Mr. Wilson to ask you for a raise?
It sure was. Goodbye. I'm sorry, fellas, but I got to run along. I'm worried to death about Carmichael. You can take care of the rest of the show, can't you, Don?
Oh, sure. Run along, Jack.
Come on, Mary. I want you to go with me.
Okay.
Can I come too, Jack? I've never seen a polar bear.
Sure, Ken. He's never seen a tenor either. Let's go. My car's right downstairs.
Oh, that old thing? If you're in a hurry, let's walk.
You'll go in my car and like it. So long, fellas.
So long. Well, Phil, what'll we do?
I don't know about you, but I'm going to lay down over here in the corner.
Well, we'll be at my house pretty soon now. Gee, I hope Carmichael isn't seriously ill.
Forget about the bear, Jack, and watch your driving. Oh, boy, what a car.
Well, what's the matter with it?
Every time you step on the gas, the radiator shoots up like Old Faithful.
Well, a little water isn't going to kill you.
Whee! Boy, I'm enjoying this ride.
Are you, Kenny?
Yeah, I'm young and I can take it.
I wish you two would stop joking when I'm worried about Carmichael. Who knows? Maybe he's dying.
Oh, Jack, quit worrying. The bear will be all right. And watch that stoplight.
What stoplight?
The one you just went through.
Oh. Oh, well, nobody saw me.
They didn't, eh?
No.
Then what's that, a mockingbird?
Yes, but wait. Oh, my goodness, it's a cop. Now, look, kids, let me do the talking. Hello, officer.
Hey, you, what's the big idea? Where do you think you're going, to a fire?
Well, that's original.
Mary. What seems to be the trouble, officer?
You see that red light that keeps going on and off back there?
Yes.
That ain't just to break the monotony, you know.
I'm sorry, officer.
I got a good mind to give you a ticket.
Go ahead, I dare you.
Now, Mary. She's a little nervous, officer.
Oh, yeah?
You can't arrest us. I'm a junior G-man.
Kenny. Look, officer, I've really got a good reason for being in such a rush. My polar bear is quite ill.
Your what?
My polar bear, Carmichael, he's sick in bed with a bad cold.
Ah, you're drunk too, huh?
No, officer, I'm serious. Mary, you tell him, haven't I got a polar bear that's sick in bed?
Oh, Jack, think of another one.
What? Kenny, tell the man, do I or do I not own a polar bear?
Which do you want me to say?
Well, pals. All right, officer, I haven't got a polar bear. He isn't sick, and I'm just a big liar.
Well, that's more like it. Here's your ticket.
Right, thanks. So long.
So long. A sick polar bear. What do you think I am, an imbecile?
That's imbecile.
Oh, yeah? Here's another ticket.
Fine. I got two of them now.
Get another one. We can all go.
Yeah. Well, let's get out of here.
Hey, wait a minute. Not so fast, buddy.
Oh, now what?
Look at those license plates. This isn't 1937, mister.
Now, see here, it's not my fault. I wrote in for new ones.
Well, while you're waiting, have another ticket.
Hooray, I knew we'd make it.
Kenny. Now, listen, officer, I can explain.
Oh, Jack, you've got enough. Don't be a pig.
Oh, brother, if you weren't a woman. Well, all right, I'll take these tickets and go.
I want to hold mine.
All right. All right, let's get going. Three tickets. You two kids certainly proved to be fine traders.
Oh, we were just having a little fun.
Yeah, what's the matter? Can't you take a rib?
Kenny, I'd like to take your rib and hit you on the head with it. Well, here's my street. Hang on tight. I'm going to make a turn. Whee! Gee, I hope there's nothing seriously wrong with Carmichael. You know, I've become so attached to that bear. Gee, he's just like a relative.
Yeah, all he does is eat and sleep.
That's the same. I like him. Well, here we are at the house. Come on, kids.
Jack, you better put the car in the garage.
I can't. Rochester's got three cousins from Alabama living in there. I don't know what to do with them.
Why don't you start a minstrel show?
No, I think I'll just plant cotton in the backyard. That'll keep them busy.
Hey, Mary, get a load of that sign on the front door.
Where? Why, Jack Benny, you ought to be ashamed of yourself.
What for?
Look at that sign. See the polar bear, 15 cents.
Well, I'll be darned. Rochester must have put that up. I was wondering how he bought that new suit. Darn it, the door's locked and I forgot my key. Ring the bell, Kenny.
I can't go in. I didn't bring any money with me.
Never mind. Ring the bell.
Okay.
We ain't open today, folks. The bear's sick.
Rochester, open that door.
Oh, it's you, boss. Hello, Miss Livingston. Hello, Mr. Baker. I ain't seen you in some time.
Forget the formalities. How's Carmichael? You put him in bed like I told you to?
Yes, boss, but I had a little trouble getting your pajamas on him.
Pajamas? Rochester, if those are my new silk ones, I'm going to take $10 out of your salary this week.
What do you mean out? That's it.
Well, I haven't got time to argue. Tell me, how's Carmichael?
His cold seems to be getting worse. He sneezes all the time.
Well, that's awful. Did you take his temperature?
I sure did, boss.
What does the thermometer say?
Easterly winds with probable rain.
You used a barometer. Oh, well, I'm going in and look at him.
Can we see him, Jack?
Yes, but you'll have to be quiet. Now, follow me.
I wonder if we should have brought flowers.
That isn't necessary. Here's the room.
Shh.
Now, be quiet. Aw, oh, look at Carmichael sleeping there, peaceful as a lamb. Isn't he cute? Look at that smile on his face.
Yeah, I wonder what he's dreaming of.
Some other bear, no doubt.
Quiet, you'll disturb him. See? You woke him up. Gee, look at him. He's got such a bad cold, I think I'll pull the covers up around him.
Be careful, boss. He's kind of hungry.
Well, naturally, he's sick. Look at him. Has Carmikey got a bad cold? Gesundheit. Ooh, Carmichael, watch it.
Shall I get your umbrella, boss?
No, Rochester, you should have given him a spoonful of this cough syrup every hour. Here, open his mouth and give it to him now.
Boss, I wouldn't open his mouth if my best friend was in there.
Oh, give me that spoon. I'll give him the medicine myself.
Look out for your hand, Jack.
Don't listen to Rochester. He's just a coward.
That's me, a coward with brains.
Well, I'll show you there's nothing to be afraid of. Now, here, Carmikey, be a good little bearsy-wearsy and open Ooze mouth. Come on, I'll take this cough syrup for Daddy. Now, come on, Carmikey, Daddy's getting impatient. Take this cough medicine. Carmichael, I'll shove it right in your mouth. Carmichael!
Open up them golden gates!
Carmichael, take this medicine.
Jack,
yeah,
come out!
Hey, look out, Jack. He's coming for you.
Carmichael, get back in bed.
Come on, Jack. Let's get out of here.
Carmichael! Rochester, get out of my way.
Out of your way. I'm in Pomona now.
Oh, my goodness.
Hey, boss, can I get a doctor?
Lock him up and get Frank Buck. The last number of the 24th program in the new Jell-O series, and we will be with you again next Sunday night at the same time. Oh, yes, ladies and gentlemen, this time I want to congratulate and extend my good wishes to the American Legion who celebrate their 25th anniversary this week. You know, Mary, every time the Legion has a birthday, it reminds me of my heroic deeds in the World War.
It does, eh?
Yes, sir.
Well, Carmichael, go on now. Get down off the chandelier.
Are you sure? Good night, folks.
From March 12, 1939. The sounds of Carmichael the Polar Bear were provided by cartoon voice legend Mel Blanc. He would later play Jack's other pet, Polly the Parrot. I'm Greg Bell, and you also heard Elliot Lewis as the traffic cop. Well, as an actor, he would later play Frankie on the Phil Harris and Alice Faye program. But he was also a top producer and director, heading up dramatic series including Broadway Is My Beat, Suspense, Pursuit, and Crime Classics. Speaking of dramas, up next on When Radio Was, we offer up Words at War, and an exciting story about a war correspondent during the Second World War. It begins right after this break.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than mainstream media soundbites.
We'll bring you experts on politics, national security, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join us every Sunday from noon until 2. We the People Radio here at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment in business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find fine ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
I think one great benefit to having a Turtle Bay membership, I love that it's one place we can go to and bring our family, and there's something for everybody. There's activities for our one-year-old to do, and there's also exhibits and things for our six-year-old to do, and it's just a good variety of things for all ages.
We're members of Turtle Bay because I think education is really important, and I think kids need to learn that they can learn out of the classroom and learn in real life, and I think Turtle Bay brings that experience to them as they can see things that they see out and about outside of school and learn something.
Welcome back to When Radio Was. This next episode details the plight of an American news reporter trapped in wartime Yugoslavia. The lead role is played by Non McLaughlin, with the following supporting cast: Elise Folk, Sam Wanamaker, Joe DeSantis, Richard Keith, Peter Capel, John Griggs, Lottie Stavisky, and Gilbert Mack. And it's from July 24th, 1943.
Words at War presents Robert St. John's from the Land of Silent People. That is the proud national anthem sung in Yugoslavia until the Nazis came. That is the scream of a Yugoslav woman. She's not being molested. Her pain is mental. She's just remembered something that happened on Bloody Sunday in Belgrade in Yugoslavia. That's the bomb that killed her husband. When she looked from a window of their house and saw him running across the square, disobeying the shouted orders of the soldiers and the police. The sight of a man being blown to pieces is a horrible thing to remember. The National Broadcasting Company, in cooperation with the Council on Books in Wartime, presents the sixth in the series, Words at War.
tonight offering a radio adaptation of Robert St. John's great book, From the Land of Silent People. And now it is our pleasure to present in person Mr. Robert St. John.
Scriptwriter Neil Hopkins has prepared a dramatic impression of my book, which it does not pretend to portray everything that I've written. Neither does it pretend to portray the hope which today surges through those occupied countries of Europe as Italy teeters and deliverance becomes more than a vague hope for the distant future. And since I don't pretend to be an actor, Don McLaughlin will play my part. From the Land of Silent People is my report on some nations and some people who are, for the moment, silent. I'm a reporter, and I saw it happen. Once on a lecture platform, the chairman of the meeting said to me,
"Now, just one word of advice before you speak, Mr. St. John. Please remember that you're speaking after the dinner hour. Make your remarks pleasant. Don't make war seem too terrible. We don't want to disturb their digestions, you know."
I did not make pleasant remarks in that lecture. I told them, as we shall tell you tonight, something of what I saw and heard and smelled, and just a bit of what I thought during a few weeks of this war.
Associated Press, Bern waiting.
St. John's 11928, Belgrade, direct. Yugoslavia tonight has more than 1 million soldiers massed on her frontiers in preparation for war. Following a day of... Hello, Associated Press. Hello, operator.
Pardon, monsieur. You have been interrupted. Yes, Bern. Bern waiting.
St. John's 11928, Belgrade, direct.
You have been interrupted, monsieur.
I know that, but why? Who's interrupting me?
Undoubtedly the censors, Mr. St. John.
Censors? But this dispatch has been cleared by the censors, operator. I got a rubber stamp on every page.
Yes, Bern, monsieur.
Hey, Bern, skip the first paragraph. I don't think they like it. Let's start with the second. You ready?
Ready.
For 12 hours today, a frenzied crowd... That's hopeless. Hopeless these last days of March and the first days of April 1941. Hopeless trying to get a dispatch out of Belgrade. Simovic, the commander of the Air Force, has taken over. He's thrown out the government that sold Yugoslavia to Hitler and Mussolini. Simovic is playing a dangerous game, and he knows it. But he'll fight. Fight against a necklace of steel around Yugoslavia's neck. Italian troops on the northwest, Italian troops in Albania, Nazi troops, Nazi planes, Nazi tanks lined up along the Romanian, Bulgarian, and Hungarian frontiers. In Belgrade, the people cheer and sing the Yugoslavian national anthem. The will to fight Nazi tyranny is alive and singing in Yugoslavia this April of 1941. The means to fight have not been found wanting. Not yet. In Belgrade, Simovic reforms the government, stalls for time, orders the German legation to leave Yugoslavia.
Well, St. John, nice of you to see us off.
Tell me, do any of Herr Hitler's representatives remain in Belgrade?
By tomorrow morning, there won't be a single German left in Yugoslavia, except our military attaché, his assistant, and the two servants. They'll be ready for anything.
What is anything likely to mean?
No matter. Cheer up, St. John. We'll be back soon, we Germans. Probably very soon. And when we do come, we'll bring a few souvenirs. Bye, St. John. Take care.
Take care. Spoken like a warning. Or perhaps a command.
Don't move.
Don't move. A command, the way Sonia says it. Schmidpop, the Hungarian press representative, introduced me to Sonia a few minutes ago in the hotel dining room. Then came a telephone call for Schmidpop. And now we're alone.
Don't move, because I'm terrified. Please hold my hand tighter. I hate all this. It frightens me so. Blackness. Those horrible sirens.
Sonia is a well-traveled university graduate. She holds an important government position. She knows just about everything. Right now, she knows fear in a Belgrade blackout.
while a gypsy violin drowns out
those
the sound.
Those horrible sirens are...
There's nothing to fear, baby. It's just a rehearsal.
Yes, but the real show will come soon. Yugoslavia will fight. With empty hands, she will fight the giant. Then, what will we do? We are not soldiers.
Well, I know what I'm going to do. I'm getting myself a car and following Simovic into the hills of South Serbia. For with the government, we ought to be fairly safe. We ought to have some communications.
Oh, take me with you.
Oh, not on your life.
Oh, please take me with you. I can't stay here. You mustn't leave me behind. I'll die of fright if I don't get killed by the bombs. Listen, Mr. St. John, you hardly know me, but I'll be good. I speak the language. I can help you. And I won't make any trouble. Just let me go alone.
You'll have to expect to be treated like a man. It'll be tough going.
Look, the lights. The lights come on again.
Did you hear me, Sonia?
Yes, I know. I won't mind. And listen, I promise to bring along 3 quarts of good Scotch whiskey in 4 bottles of French champagne. Okay? Oh, please.
It's a deal.
Fine. And now, will you please take me home? Will you? So you will know exactly how to find me.
Sure.
We can walk past the park. There are spring flowers now. And the good, clean, fresh air. So nice.
Yeah, for how long? Next week, that clean, fresh air may smell of gunpowder and burning buildings and burning people.
No. No, it must not be. But whatever comes, you have promised me on your honor to take me with you when you leave Belgrade. You must write down my telephone number also. Now.
All right. And speaking of telephones, I must take you home and get back to my rooms upstairs. I'm expecting a call from Switzerland, perhaps from the United States.
America? In war? You can talk to America? How wonderful! How perfectly wonderful!
St. John speaking.
Berlin calling.
Berlin?
Associated Press, Berlin.
AP, Berlin?
Oui, monsieur, that is correct.
Oui, monsieur, that is correct. Oh, so correct. What are you doing tonight, St. John?
Well, just thinking of bed. So what? You got a little party on up there?
Seriously, St. John, if I were you, I wouldn't go to bed tonight. So long.
Hey, wait a minute. Why shouldn't I go to bed?
Oh, I don't have any idea. But we think up here... it would be an excellent night for you to sit up, listening to the music from the Berlin Broadcasting Station. Good night. Good luck, St. John.
This is the resurrection and the death. This is Palm Sunday, April 6, 1941. This is Belgrade in Yugoslavia. This is not murder. This is slaughter. I don't remember exactly how many of the American correspondents and radio men are in and around the hotel this Sunday morning. There are several of us coming and going on one mission or another. I remember Lee White. I remember Russell Hill of the New York Herald Tribune. I remember Ray Brock of the New York Times.
There they are! Nazi bombers!
That's Brock standing with me on the hotel balcony. Yes, there they are. 40 Nazi bombers, 2 miles up and coming over fast. We must go to the hotel lobby now and stand there like sheep staring at each other's faces. Stand there like sheep waiting for the slaughter. There's no dugout in the cellar. Belgrade was going to be declared an undefended city if war ever came. But the bombers are here. Nobody's had time to make any declarations. As Ray Brock and I go downstairs, the symphony begins. The symphony of slaughter. This is the first and only movement, full and terrible, without a single solo instrument. Bombers moving forward, bombers diving, bombs falling, bombs bursting, anti-aircraft guns, pom-pom guns, machine guns, buildings cracking, buildings falling. Somewhere under it all must be the screams of defenseless dead and dying men and women and children. But these are the little voices in the symphony of slaughter. Not warriors, but lovers of peace. Little people. Let me speak for them. Let me shout above it all for this one moment. Let me proclaim, this is the resurrection and the death. This is Palm Sunday, the death of a city, the birth of a silent people. This is April the 6th, 1941. This is Belgrade in Yugoslavia. This is the symphony of slaughter. This is Bloody Sunday.
You are listening to Words at War on When Radio Was. We'll be right back. Fall in love all over again with the music that inspired the movie American Graffiti. MusicRewind.com brings you 75 songs that will inspire you to remember your high school days. Rock around the clock with Bill Haley and the Comets. Dance the Peppermint Twist with Joey and the Starlighters. Order this 3-CD collection now for just $19.98 at MusicRewind.com and reacquaint yourself with songs like Rock and Roll Music, Wake Up Little Susie, Teen Angel, and many more. Reminisce with Buddy Holly, Sam Cooke, The Silhouettes, and many more artists from the 50s. Buy American Graffiti today for only $19.98 at MusicRewind.com or call 800-206-5002. Act now and receive a special bonus of reduced shipping and handling on your order. Just remember to enter or mention coupon code PARTY33.
I wonder who will help the book out.
Go back to the days of American Graffiti by ordering it now for the low price of $19.98 at MusicRewind.com or call 800-206-5002. And remember, enter or mention coupon code PARTY33 and receive reduced shipping and handling on your order as a special bonus.
This week's tip from Drawn to Wildlife deals with the numerous benefits of getting outdoors. We will share those benefits right after this brief message.
For over 20 years, Higdon Outdoors has made the best waterfowl decoys in the business. Now they bring that same tradition of painstaking research and development into the world of turkey hunting. Introducing Higdon's new lineup of hard body decoys. Ultra lightweight and versatile, these decoys have it all. Realistic high contrast paint schemes and XHD hyper feathering detail for each individual feather. And Higdon's Apex stake system delivers natural movement in all conditions. Get real this turkey season with Higdon Outdoors.
The benefits to getting outdoors by taking a walk, playing with the kids, or just sitting on the porch is numerous. Being outdoors boosts your energy, makes it easier to exercise, reduces stress, and can even help your vision. So try to get outside for 20 minutes a day and reap those benefits. To learn more about the outdoors, go to drawntowildlife.com, where the seasons never end.
Welcome back to Words at War and an episode entitled From the Land of the Silent People. On When Radio Was.
Church bell? Oh, yes, of course. Church bells are on God's side. Once General Smuts in South Africa said to Frank Gervasi of Collier's magazine, "We'll win, my boy, because God's on our side." Gervasi said, "Excuse me, General, I don't mean to be sacrilegious, but how many planes does God have? How many planes does Yugoslavia have?" At the American legation, we found Lee White, the radio commentator. At the legation, we found some of the other press correspondents. We made plans. The day before we started for Sarajevo, on our way to escape by the sea, Russell Hill and I talked to a Yugoslav soldier. He could speak a little English. I think he was a dispatch rider.
We're not telling you you can't win. We're just telling you what you'll have to face when the Nazi military machine starts to move in.
We've seen it in action. Isn't that so, St. John?
Yeah, of course it is.
We Yugoslavs are fighting men. We will continue fighting to the end for freedom.
Will you come up against tanks?
Tanks? What are tanks?
Is he kidding us?
You speak English. You know what tanks are.
What are tanks?
Listen. Tanks are steel fortresses rolling on tracks they lay down themselves. Inside are men and guns. Big guns. Those are the things you're going to fight.
Yeah, and your job is going to be to stop them. But how are you going to do it?
Now, why do I have this?
Your rifle? Rifle bullets won't even make a dent in a tank.
Are you sure there are men in those tanks?
Take our word for it, soldier. There are men inside the tanks.
Then it is easy. If there are men inside, they have got to come out sometime, no? You nod your heads yes, huh?
We nod our heads yes. Now what?
Well, then, we wait until the men come out of the tank. And when they come out, we shoot them.
It was as simple as that. I think Russell Hill and I both must have shuddered. This is the kind of an army Simovich is planning to throw against the Nazis. Lord help Yugoslavia. Tomahawks against rifles, rifles against machine guns against planes. This is worse than any of them. Rifles against tanks. Worse, but not the worst. There was the Oxcart army we passed on the road to Uzica in Sarajevo. Not an emergency measure, not at all. Oxen, 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 teams of oxen pulling carts. Carts loaded with military supplies and provisions and soldiers. We counted. It was tiresome, but we had nothing else to do. We counted 1,500 ox carts. We counted 3,000 head of oxen pulling the ox carts. This is time marching backward to fight a Nazi military machine marching forward. Sonia's with us from Sarajevo to the sea. Sonia pushing her way across the floor of the crowded cafe.
I have found you. There you are.
She doesn't complain about hunting around Belgrade for 2 days for the American newspaper man who promised to help her and didn't. She doesn't say much about bombs and machine guns and death. I don't want to talk to her about Belgrade and dead bodies. I want to talk about tall, cool bottles and other things that aren't important. We've been drinking Slivovich prune whiskey because we don't have enough food. My head's swimming. All I can remember to say is, how much are champagne and the scotch?
How did you expect me to bring champagne and scotch when you deserted me? And I didn't have a car.
Cheer up. I won't desert you this time.
Let's go shopping.
Let's go shopping. That's Sonia, trying to pretend that we aren't all sitting right on the edge of the pit. A certain shade of face powder, a certain special brand. I keep thinking, when you get hit in the face with a bomb fragment, ladies, does it matter which shade of powder you happen to... Oh, well, that's cruel. And this is Sonia in action.
Mr. District Chief, these Americans are my friends. They have suffered much in a country which is our country, not theirs. Still, they do not flee from us. They try to help us. We need 50 liters of gasoline. Yes, I know all that kind of people have come to you. I know your weariness of these appeals. Nevertheless, I beg 50 liters of gasoline. Please.
I will allow you 60 liters.
We do not have food. We need food. Me and my American friends out there.
This is only what remains of a cafe. We have no food. There is Slivovich and tea.
Oh, we are sick with spoon whiskey and tea. We are sick, and we have far to go. You have a little can of cherries? I thought a little can of cherries.
They are not worth anything. I cannot cheat you. Your American friends will tell you they're worth 10 cents.
But a can of cherries is food.
And so I must keep them.
Would you like this leather jacket I'm wearing? You are small. My jacket would fit you.
For a 10-cent can of cherries?
Take the jacket. My friends cannot eat my leather jacket.
Little things like that. Sonia in action from Sarajevo to the sea.
And then at Budvar on the coast of the Adriatic, Russell Hale and I have a talk.
Bob.
You awake? You still awake, Russ? What do you want now?
That boat of ours, the Makadanka.
Yeah, what about the Makadanka?
Well, she's just a 20-foot sardine boat. She's just got a 1-cylinder outboard engine, a sail, and 4 oars. And
I know all of that. What of it?
Well, now we've got Terry Atherton of the London Daily Mail with us. And besides you and me, there's Kay of United Press, Lee White.
So?
You in love with Sonia, Bob?
Don't talk nonsense. Of course not.
Well, the Makadanka is nothing more than a rowboat, Bob. Now, to make a getaway, we've got to go hundreds of miles down the Adriatic, down the coast of Yugoslavia, Albania, until we hit the Greek mainland somewhere, or the Greek island of Corfu. Now, part of that time, we'll be snug between the heel of Italy and Albania. We've got no food.
A long sea voyage in an overgrown rowboat. No food. If we do get picked up by the Italian Navy, it'll be a lot tougher for her than us.
Well?
Hey, you're right. Sonia can't go with us.
After this brief pause, we'll be back with more of Words and War. Stay tuned.
KCNR is proud to announce that we are now live at 96.5 FM, as well as online, and as always, heard on 1460 AM. Weekday mornings, wake up with the Sue McClain News Hour, followed by Free Fire Radio, your talk radio station at the epicenter of change in downtown Reading. 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, the conscience of the nation. Noon to 3, find your financial peace with Dave Ramsey. 3 to 6, the hard-hitting constitutional expert, Mark Levin. Monday through Thursdays at 6 p.m., local shows feature everything from the paranormal to pop culture to unsung heroes of our area. 7 to 9, Ben Shapiro with an expanded program that brings the issues of the day to your radio. And finish your weekday with the Chris Plant Show, 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. KCNR, now on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and always online. More than ever, we're your locally owned, community-connected talk radio.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, "Our customers are warm friends." We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Now let's wrap up Words at War on When Radio Was.
I left Yugoslavia that night with a lot of pictures indelibly stamped in my mind. Pictures of dead bodies in the square in Belgrade, mangled bodies in Sarajevo when the bombs came there. Crowds of bewildered people in Budva waiting for the bombs to come. But one of the clearest pictures was the picture of Sonia.
Sonia standing in the middle of a road in the foothills of the Dalmatian Mountains, waving a red handkerchief. Sonia's saying,
"Goodbye, Mr. St. John. I know you wanted to help me. Goodbye, baby. It's real American talk, is it not, baby? Good luck."
There is some suffering on a boat. That covers it quickly and simply. The name of the boat's the Macadonka. It's a name I shall never forget. She's 20 feet long. And five men who know little or nothing about sailing are sailing this boat southeastward through a sea they know nothing about. We sail by the stars, and we're too ignorant of simple astronomy to know that the stars swing about the heavens as the earth turns. We have a little stale bread. We have a few cans of this and that. We have some raisins. We have 40 pounds of smoked ham. Understand, this is raw ham, not cooked, just smoked. We run through storms. We run through minefields. We quarrel bitterly among ourselves. Five reporters, unable to report. Five hungry, angry men. And now...
Hey, look! Islands dead ahead. Islands. Must be those islands just off Corfu.
We grab our maps. After a while, Russell Hill, who's a very precise map reader, says...
Yeah, that's right, boys. Those are the three little islands, and there's Corfu just beyond.
Wonderful!
Hotels and beds and clean sheets and cable offices and a place to sit down and write a story. And now, in heaven's name, St. John, dish out some food for us, will you?
Food! I'll give you a feast!
Well, come on.
Listen to that! That's a loaf of good Serbian bread we've been using to hammer the oarlocks back in place. And see this little can?
Yeah.
In this little can is a feast. This is pheasant paste.
What?
No.
From the bird of the same name. Pheasant paste on peasant bread. And the Waldorf Astoria touch. In honor of peace and quiet, two slices of our only orange to every man.
I've been holding you on.
Oh, very, very swank.
And why not? We made it. There's Greek land just ahead. There's order and discipline and common sense and cables. We can get our stories off to New York now. We can be reporters. Again, we can tell them the story of Bloody Sunday in Belgrade. We've made it. We can tell them.
No need to wave your American flag. You can pull your hands down now. I can see what you are. But get out of the boat.
You speak excellent English.
Maybe. I went to school in Chicago. Who are you?
I'm Robert St. John, Associated Press. These men...
Never mind. It can wait. There is some danger here on this beach.
But you don't understand. We're American and English radio newspaper people.
Your credentials will be examined later, Mr. St. John.
But this is Greece, a friendly country.
You? Probably. Your credentials will be examined later. Out of the boat now. All of you.
Listen, we've come hundreds of miles down through minefields and Italian ships and storms to get to Greece, a friendly country. Now we're being greeted with rifles. We're reporters. We fought our way through to tell the story of Yugoslavia. Yugoslavia bombed into silence 2 weeks
ago.
It's
just the same here, Mr. St. John. Out of the boat. All of you.
Yes, quite the same. The same symphony of slaughter. Bombers moving forward. Bombers diving. Bombs. Nazi machine gun. Very special job. We're on the Greek mainland, somehow on a troop train, Patras to Corinth. Nazi machine guns, a very special job. Train running along the very edge of the Gulf of Corinth. Very, very, very straight drop down there. Wonderful spot for a plane to poke his machine guns into a train window. Wonderful spot. Wonderful slaughter. It's a strange thing. You couldn't hear the screams of the dead and dying men because of the screams of the dead and dying men. You couldn't hear the sound of the plane because of the sound of the plane. The sound of the machine gun because of the sound of the machine gun. It starts quietly, the symphony of slaughter. Lee White was badly hit. I got just a sprinkling of steel in my leg. British Army trucks helped us to get Lee to an X-ray man's house in Argos. Argos, just a little Greek town. Atherton and I are together when the planes come over again. Some panicky people said that they had taken Lee White to the X-ray man's clinic. We found the clinic, all right, but I wish we never had. Because out in front on the side... sidewalk lay what once had been a man. Look at him. Both his hands are blown off at the wrist. One leg's in shreds. His shrapnel's ripped open his stomach. Yet he screams. Dagger screams and screams words. Atherton, I've got to find out what he wants. You. You speak English?
I speak. Yes.
What's he saying? Tell me.
He's got no head, you see.
I can see that. What does he say?
He say, I want my money. He wants somebody to get money out of his pocket. At a drugstore for pills. You see, he got very bad pain in head.
Atherton. We're dead, Atherton. Do you hear me? We're dead. We're in hell. This isn't Greece. This is hell.
Ladies and gentlemen, may we reintroduce in person the distinguished author of the book From the Land of Silent People, Mr. Robert St. John.
I called them silent people because as I fled from Europe, I knew that the vast majority of those people would be silent for a few years as they suffered and starved under Nazi domination, waiting for the light. But not completely silent. Bands of guerrillas in both Yugoslavia and in Greece for more than 2 years now have been harassing the enemy. And tonight I can imagine the new hope which surges through the breasts of those occupied millions. I know how they get their news over there, over hidden clandestine radio receivers, by whispered word of mouth. The news that the Tommies and the Doughboys have cleaned the Axis out of Africa, that the Tommies and the Doughboys have landed in Sicily, that Rome has been bombed, that the Russians are closing in on Oriel, that 1,000 planes have raised Essen, Germany, that Mussolini, who ordered that barbarous attack on Greece, has been yanked from his balcony. They know that every one of those events brings the armies of the United Nations that much closer to their frontiers, brings victory and deliverance that much closer to realization. Yes, hope does surge up in the weary breasts of those silent people who someday soon will be silent no more.
As the sixth program of Words at War, we have presented a radio interpretation of the book From the Land of Silent People by Robert St. John. It was adapted for radio by Neil Hopkins, one of the NBC script staff. Mr. St. John was played by Don McLaughlin. Other members of the cast included Elisel Falke, Joseph DeSantis, Richard Keith, Sam Wanamaker, Peter Capel, Lottie Stavisky, John Griggs, and Gilbert Mack. The original music was composed by Morris Mamorsky and conducted by Joseph Stopak. The production was under the direction of Joseph Losey. Words at War is brought to you in cooperation with the Council on Books in Wartime by the National Broadcasting Company and the independent radio stations associated with the NBC network.
From July 24th, 1943. Author Robert St. John was from the Chicago area and attended high school in Oak Park, Illinois, where he was in a writing class with another aspiring author, a fellow who went on to earn a Nobel Prize in Literature in 1954. I'll name that guy and then wrap up when radio was right after this.
Ah, it looks like they're bringing torches.
I told you to leave before they got here.
Now, you just let that rifle stay where it is, Helen. You can get out the back way, and I'll stall them off.
I never thought I'd hear Britt Ponson advise nobody to run from a fight.
You never saw me walk right into one, did you?
Saddle up for 20 adventures through the Western Territories with Radio Spirit's 10-CD six-shooter special edition collection.
The man in the saddle is angular and long-legged. His skin is sun-dyed brown. The gun in his holster is gray steel and rainbow mother of pearl. Its handle, unmarked. People call them both the six-shooter.
The undeniable yet underplayed charm of the series star provides a gentle introduction to tales of Wild West triumphs and tragedies.
James Stewart as the six-shooter, a transcribed series of radio dramas based on the life of Britt Ponson, the Texas plainsman who wandered through the Western territories, leaving behind a trail of still-remembered legends.
The Six Shooter Special Edition Collection is regularly $39.98, but Radio Classics listeners can save $15 and pay only $24.98, plus get free shipping. Just go to radiospirits.com or call 800-833-4248 and use offer code SHOOTER7.
Clay.
What? Yes, sir?
Don't move. No matter what happens, just don't move.
What?
Now do what I say. Just keep sitting the way you are.
What's the matter?
There's a rattlesnake edging towards your belly. Now go on. Go on. Keep on talking.
Order the Six Shooter Special Edition today at radiospirits.com or call 800-833-4248 and remember offer code SHOOTER7. This offer is available for a limited time to U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
When Hurricane Irma devastated Green Cove Springs, Florida, news footage showed hundreds of stranded people and utility workers desperately trying to restore power to thousands. A man wanting to help brought his food truck from another town and began to offer hot meals to utility workers. But the local police shut him down because he didn't have a food truck permit. He couldn't get one either because the city hall was closed. So were all the restaurants. So he wasn't competing with anybody, just trying to help. We understand the need for rules, but they should be applied with common sense. A neighboring town facing the same crisis welcomed the barbecue truck. They understand that feeding people during emergencies is more important than permits. And it's just not that complicated.
Welcome back. Before the break, we heard Words at War and The Land of the Silent People by Robert St. John. And I mentioned that journalist and author attended high school in the Chicago suburb of Oak Park, Illinois, where he was in a writing class with another aspiring author, a fellow who went on to win a Nobel Prize in Literature in 1954. The answer, Oak Park's own Ernest Hemingway. I'm Greg Bell, and we are done this time around. Be sure, though, to visit us at the website, whenradiowas.com. Until next time, I bid you farewell.
When Radio Was is presented by...